The following is another KKPR sports presentation. 98.9 The Vibe presents high school football. Proudly made possible in part by the Vibe Sports Club and our other sponsors you'll hear during our broadcast. Up next is the Hogemeyer Hybrid pregame show.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical, your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives, 627-1064.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome here to Gibbon as the Buffaloes playing host to a former conference rival, the Kearney Catholic Stars, here on the Vibe 98.9 FM. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Joining me is Don Lease. And, you know, Don, last game of the season, and even though neither one of these two teams are going to be making the postseason, obviously Gibbon 0-8, Kearney Catholic coming in 3-5, neither team are going to the postseason, but this is still an important game because the winner gets to do something that most high school teams don't get to do, and that is end the season with a win.
Yep, that's exactly right. You know, and the kids at Kearney Catholic, Randy, have talked about that. You know, I've got several seniors in my class, and that's what they said. You know, we want to go out on top and, you know, and win this last game. You know, they haven't had the season that they really wanted to, but they've had some injuries and things like that, and so hasn't Gibbon had some major injuries too here. So both of them are going to be going, hey, you know, this is an opportunity for us to go out on top.
And really both teams are building, and when I say that, I think a lot more about Gibbon than I do Kearney Catholic because, you know, Gibbon, granted they're 0-8, but they have made improvements. If you take a look at where they were at the beginning of the season and where they are now, even though they've lost some outstanding talent, you can't really replace a guy like Jesus Hernandez, who is on pace to rush for 1,000 yards on the season. They're going to be doing without Roman Kobet as well. That doesn't help. But they're a young team, and Gibbon's going to bring back a lot next year. And as a result, if they can get a win here, that will prime the pump for next season.
Yep, definitely. You know, and that's exactly right. You know, both these teams kind of need this win and stuff. But, you know, you said it right, Randy. You know, Gibbon has a lot of people that's going to return next year. If they could get a win here tonight, you know, that they're just going, hey, guys, you know, look what we can do. You know, let's build on this and let's go into the, you know, summer stuff and then things like that and get better and hit the weight room and come back next year and see what we can do.
Yeah, and there is a lot of talent on both of these two rosters, and they're still trying to kind of find themselves. And, again, when you're 3-5 and you're 0-8, you look forward to playing another team that's got that other record,
right?
Because this is an opportunity to kind of try to grab that win and not only just for momentum, just you just want to feel good about yourself.
Exactly. You come out with a win on your last game and things like that. And, you know, as Gibbon's lining up here, Randy, for parents' night and stuff, you know, they want to go out on a win tonight too. So doesn't Kearney Catholic to build that momentum for next year. Both teams bring back quite a few players off their football team. And, you know, a win would just boost that for next year.
In our coaches' interviews, both coaches talked about the importance of this game. They talk about building that momentum for next season, and they've kind of give us a nice little summary of how their years have gone. We'll come back and talk with the two head coaches when we continue with more of the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Hybrid seed dealer. We'll step away for a moment, come back and talk with Kearney Catholic head coach Rashawn Harvey right after this.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
The Big Rack Shack is a one-stop shop for all your storage needs. Stop by their 15,000-square-foot showroom at 3210 Antelope Avenue in Kearney. From heavy-duty pallet racks to lightweight garage shelving, they have a wide variety of industrial-quality shelving that will last a lifetime. With the Midwest's largest selection of heavy-duty steel storage cabinets, workbenches, carts, vices, and more, you can find them on the web at BigRackShack.com or give them a call at 308-234-4464.
And welcome back to the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show here on the Vibe 98.9 as the regular season wraps up tonight in Gibbon. The Buffaloes taking on Kearney Catholic Stars head coach Rashawn Harvey joining us here. And Coach, obviously we've talked about it the last couple of weeks. Things have not went the way you wanted. It's been a while since the season you knew was going to end on the last night of the regular season. And the game doesn't mean much, but for pride tonight, and I know that's something that you guys have been kind of working with and struggling against most of the season. Tell us a little bit about trying to finish this season off strong tonight.
You know, our goal tonight is to send our seniors out with a victory. Not everybody can say they won their last high school football game. May not be the state championship, but it is our last opportunity for our seniors to play high school football, so we want to send them out with a victory. And we've just been talking about for our younger guys, another opportunity to get better, another game that you get reps that you can build on going into the next season.
You had a good feeling, even though it was a loss to a number two Ord team a week ago, and it just didn't produce results last week. Centura got on you guys right away.
Yeah, absolutely. We didn't execute defensively. We didn't play assignment football. Anytime you're playing any form of option football, if someone doesn't do their assignment, tackle the dive, tackle the quarterback, or take the pitch, man, you know, it's going to result in some bad things for you defensively. And you know, that was our challenge early in the game defensively. Offensively, we just couldn't get anything going, no momentum, and we just didn't execute. So that's been our challenge most of the year. We've just been slow starters. And you know, we played a better second half last week against Centura, but we got to come out the gate stronger.
Rashawn Harvey, head coach, Kearney Catholic, started 3-1. They've dropped 4 in a row. Was there something that you and the coaching staff could point to for the change here, or was it just the level of competition you played?
I think it's a combination, level of competition, and then our youth. And we turned a team that, we went to two state semifinals back-to-back years, but we returned a lot of guys that didn't have a lot of experience. And then it just took us too long to kind of get up to, in a sense, to gain speed to execute and perform well every game. But we have seen some improvement in certain areas, in certain positions, so we're excited about that. Again, been a great learning experience for our young men.
You've kind of turned it over to maybe some of the younger guys that are trying to, I guess, get ready for next year. Is that how you play the game tonight? Do you give the seniors an extra shot? How do you approach this one?
We're going to start our same guys and play our same guys that we always do. All our seniors are in our two deep, so they'll get plenty of reps tonight. But we will try to get some younger guys that didn't get a lot of playing time. We'll try to get them in the game due to we didn't have a full schedule JV games. I think we had 3 JV games canceled this year. So we're always trying to get those guys reps also. But we do want to honor our seniors and make sure they get plenty of reps tonight for their last high school football game.
Kearney Catholic football coach Rashawn Harvey joining us here on the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. What did you see that were positives last week from someone? We talked about it last week, what you saw in the Ord game. What were some more of those positives from some of the new guys last week?
Last week it was, we finally figured out we got to do our job. So that was a positive. They saw the results that, you know, when you don't do your job, how it could impact the entire team. So our second half, we played increased discipline, defensive football. And offensively, we moved the ball better. You know, we had guys running the right routes. We had the O-line executing better in their pass protection, in their run blocking. So that was a plus last week.
For the season, you kind of mentioned knowing that this was going to be a young team, and it's always hard to go, well, wait till next year, we're going to be this and this. So where did you see the growth of this team this year?
Growth, I would say, in our offensive line, we did see some growth. We did see progression throughout the year. You know, Garrett O'Hara was the first-time starter this year. Logan Rogash moved from running back and linebacker to offensive defensive line. So Ian Hewitt, who didn't play at all last year, he got hurt in our preseason scrimmage. So he got lots of reps. So those guys in the offensive line, those are 3 juniors that will come back next year. So we saw great improvement from them. And then defensively, you know, we saw Isaiah Garrett get a little better at the cornerback. Jacob Lowe got a little better at cornerback and at receiver. So we played some young guys. Keaton Wimhoff ended up being a starter kind of midway through the season as a freshman at linebacker. So we saw some good things from him. A young man, Jake Geiser, outside linebacker as a sophomore. did some great things. So we do see progression, and we're excited about those guys for next year too.
Talking with Kearney Catholic football coach Rashawn Harvey. They wrap it up tonight with Gibbon. Rashawn, the last 2 years, you've had three extra weeks of practice because of the deep run in the playoffs. Is there any way to make up for that with this year's group or something that you'll do in the offseason?
Yeah, we'll hit it right away. You know, we'll have, you know, unfortunately it was kind of weird, you know, having a team meeting Monday talking about checking stuff in next week. So that's not typical for us. But we talked about we got to get improve our strength. You know, this year, I mean, we played some teams that were physically dominated us at times. So we're going to hit the weight room early after the season. We understand they're playing other sports, but they have to realize the weight room isn't just for football. The weight room is for every sport that you're going to play. You're going to play basketball. You're going to be a wrestler. No matter what it is, some of our guys are going to play soccer. The weight room is beneficial in every sport, and we got to increase our strength. So that's a priority for us. You know, our body type has to change if we're going to be successful in football.
Well, Gibbon's got one more chance to get a win. You guys haven't played each other for a long, long time in football. Obviously, they've been banged up. A couple of their top players and seniors are going to be on the sideline here. They do get Creighton Rockefeller back, who's one of the best defensive players in our area. I know they're going to be hungry, so how do you make sure that Kearney Catholic can get that last win and not have Gibbon get that win?
Yeah, we've been, you know, definitely promoting to our young men. It doesn't matter that they're 0-8. If you think they're just going to come out here and roll over for you because they're 0-8, wrong answer, man. You got to go out here and perform because they want to end the season with a win also. So you've got two teams that are hungry to get it. You know, we want to get back in the win column. They just want to get in the win column. So it's going to be the team that's most prepared and locked in for tonight that wants to win the game. If your mindset is already on, I'm moving on to the next sport. You know, whichever team has that mindset is going to struggle tonight, so hopefully it's not our guy.
Rashawn, anything that you saw in scouting that stuck out to you about Gibbon?
Oh, I think because some of their injuries that they've had, I think they started the season in a 43 defense, playing too high. Safety now, they're putting seven guys in the box, they're playing like a 50 front, and they're manning you up on the outside and saying, hey, we're just going to bring pressure. We don't have a lot of bodies, so we're just going to bring pressure. We're going to have more than you can block, so that's going to be a challenge for us. And the question is, can we beat man-to-man coverage on the outside? You know, I think some of their injuries have limited some of the things they've done in their offense, but getting that young man back tonight might impact what they're doing. But we've got to identify where number 11 and number 13 is on the field. Offensively for them, they're the guys that are going to catch the ball. They're going to throw the ball to those guys, and we just got to be able to not let them ball control us and control the clock.
All right, Rashawn, as always, thanks to you and the coaching staff for all you do and all the time you give us here and covering the Stars throughout the season, and best of luck in the season finale tonight.
Thank you. We appreciate you covering the Stars.
That's Rashawn Harvey joining us here on the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. We'll catch up with Gibbon's Steve Yockey right after this on the Vibe 98.9.
Does your business need help financing new construction equipment, trucks, or trailers? Or do you need financing for a new motorhome, fifth wheel, or ATV? Currency is here to help. Just fill out an application, and Currency Finance will find a lender offering the best rates and terms. Visit GoCurrency.com for details. Offers may vary and arranged by Express Tech Financing, LLC, DBA, Currency pursuant to CFL license 60DB0-54873.
At Platte Valley Auto, Lexington, Kearney, Heartland Chevrolet, Buick, Lexington, we are proud to have been serving the local communities of Central Nebraska since 1982. 40-plus years of taking good care of the best customers anywhere, from a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to new Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, Platte Valley Auto, Heartland Chevrolet, Buick are the only things you need to know for all your automotive needs. Sales, service, parts, tires, and so much more. Central Nebraska's leader in the automotive industry, Platte Valley Auto, Lexington, Kearney, Heartland Chevrolet, Buick, Lexington.
Welcome back to the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show here on the Vibe 98.9 at newschannelnebraska.com. It is the season finale for both Kearney Catholic, as we talked with Coach Harvey, and for Gibbon and Coach Yockey. And nothing to play for but a little pride and to be able to play the game one more time. So it's great to have Coach Yockey with us here. And Coach, maybe not much pressure this week. Just go out and play one more football game.
Yeah, I'm really excited for the opportunity. We haven't played Kearney Catholic for a long time just because of the class difference, but now they are in C2. But they're a good football team. They can sling it around the yard, and we're going to have to open field tackle. But I'm excited because I came in here 4 years ago, and we had a good freshman group then, and now these guys are seniors, so we're going to go out fighting one more time.
And you said the kids have kept a pretty positive attitude. Sometimes that doesn't always happen. What's it been like this week?
Our practice has been great. They have bought into everything we're saying. And their attitude is tremendous. And it's been that way all year, to be honest with you, Doug. You know, there's no doubt we're struggling, but you can find out what kind of guys you got with the season we've had, and they've kept fighting for us every week. So I'm happy with the guys that we have, and those are kids that you're going to hire for your business someday, and they're welcome back anytime.
You had a couple of big injuries here a week or two ago, two of your better players in Rockefeller and Hernandez. We know that Jesus not going to be able to come back, but it looks like you will get Creighton back. Talk about how important that is.
Yeah, he is a tackling machine for us. He just has a nose for the football, and he's a real physical guy for us on offense. You know, he might not get all the yards and everything, but he is a physical body out there, so that'll help. But he really is the leader of our defense, so we rely on him heavily to get guys lined up. And, you know, I think before he went out, he was averaging somewhere around 12 tackles a game. So you take that away, you know, that's pretty big, but having him back, that's going to help a lot this week.
How have the kids that had to fill in the last couple of 3 weeks here for these guys helped you out and maybe even grown in just this short amount of time?
Yeah, a lot of these kids haven't got a lot of JV reps, and now we're asking them to start varsity roles. And I'm not making excuses or anything. That's just the world we're living in. But some of them aren't ready to play varsity, and I'm not knocking our guys or anything like that. But they just haven't had those reps yet. So now we're throwing them into varsity games where they're making mistakes, where those mistakes should be happening in JV games. But hopefully that helps them out in the future. Again, they're playing hard for us and they're doing everything we ask, but there's just little things here and there that mistakes are going to happen when you're playing a lot of freshmen and sophomores.
Chatting with Steve Yockey, head football coach of the Gibbon Buffaloes. How tough is it to take that step where you had a decent season last year, and we talked at the very beginning of the season, heck, week two when we did the game with Wood River, that it would be a building process here. How's it been to try and keep things rolling along so that next year it won't be like this, it'll be more like last year?
Well, a lot of outsiders probably don't see it the way that we do inside of our program, but I truly believe we have gotten better each week. I mean, you go back to week one, we were having a horrible time covering guys, and even in week two. But, you know, week three, we played Hastings St. Cecilia. It's kind of tough with how good they are this year. But I really felt like that was a big game for us where our guys just started playing with more confidence. Now, you don't see any wins in the win column or anything like that, but they've gotten better each week. Now, right now, we're basically down to one senior on our roster just with injuries because Roman Colbert's out now too. So we have a lot coming back for next year. So this is a great opportunity for us this week just to see if we can keep building and get things rolling into the off season.
Coach, what about Kearney Catholic tonight? As you said, somebody that you guys haven't seen, so just have to focus on what they've done this year. I know they made some changes a couple of weeks ago with what they were doing offensively. What do you see as you get ready for this season finale?
Yeah, their quarterback is tremendous. I know he's a freshman, but I was telling our coaches he's going to be a stud someday. And he's slinging the rock around the yard a lot, and he's got a really good arm for a freshman. And then Carson Murphy on the outside. He's caused me a few sleepless nights here this week. And then defensively, Logan Rogish. Is that how you pronounce that name?
Logan Rogish, yeah.
Yeah, he's tremendous nose. So we always got to be aware of where he's at on defense. But they're a good team, and they still have a lot of athletes across the board.
Well, six out of the top 20 teams in Class C2 were on the schedule this year for Gibbons, so that didn't make it any easier. Donovan Trumbull, Kearney Catholic, maybe a couple of teams that they've competed better with. What's the last message as you take the field for the final time to these kids and the handful of seniors that you have?
I just told our guys yesterday that this is the last time this team is ever going to be together. And I think we owe it to those seniors who have done things the right way for 4 years, who have busted their tails in the weight room for us. We owe it to them to give it everything we got. If we can do that and give it everything we got, go out there, play with a big heart, we have nothing to be ashamed of.
Well, we're looking forward to wrapping up the season in Gibbon. Always good to see the Buffaloes. Beautiful facility here. Should be a great night for football. Steve, thanks for the time, and keep up the work with you and your coaches.
Thank you, Doug.
Steve Yockey, head coach of the Gibbon Buffaloes, and we will be back with the starting lineups for the final night of the regular season right after this on the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Tonight's starting lineup is presented by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Grand Island and Kearney, the better bank.
And welcome back. Time now for our starting lineups. We'll begin, first of all, for their Kearney Catholic offense. And their starting lineup will look like this. Logan Rogash, a 6-foot, 205-pound junior, will start on the offensive line. Garrett O'Hare, a junior, 6'3", 210 pounds on the O-line with Ian Hewitt. He is a junior, 6'2", and 170 pounds. And rounding out the offensive line will be Quentin Hoagland, a senior, 6'4", 215 pounds. And also on the offensive line, Grant Drumheller. We'll call his name at punter as well. He's a senior, 5'11", and 200 pounds. The wide receivers include Jacob Lowe, a junior, 5'9", 160 pounds. Landon Adil, a senior, 5'10", 210 pounds. Isaiah Gaunt, a junior, 5'10", 165 pounds. And Carson Murphy, he is a junior, 5'10", 175 pounds. The running back is Tyson Redinger, senior, 5'10", 190 pounds. And the quarterback, just a freshman, Dominic Nowak. He is 5'9", and 135 pounds. Nowak on the season is 36 of 73, so just under 50% throwing for 511 yards, 6 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. And a leading rusher for Kearney Catholic, of course, is Redinger, 87 carries for 326 yards and 1 touchdown. Now for the Gibbon offense, they'll go like this on the offensive line. Aiden Middleswart, a sophomore, 6 foot, 210 pounds. Jose Culiar is a junior, 6 foot, 190 pounds. Bryce Schuster, a junior, 5'9", 185 pounds. Cale Adams, a sophomore, 5'11", 210 pounds. Also on the offensive line, Nolan Miller, a sophomore, 5'10", 190 pounds. The tight end will be Rogelio Hernandez, just a freshman, 5'10", and 180 pounds. At wide receiver, Isaac Tomeo, a sophomore, 5'8", 165 pounds. Tyler Wiseman, also a sophomore, 5'10", 145 pounds. Also at tight end will be David Molina. He is 5'8", 145 pounds. The running back will be Creighton Rockefeller, making his return after missing the last 2 weeks with injury. Rockefeller, a junior, he's 5'10", 175 pounds. He's carried the ball 70 times for 298 yards and a couple of touchdowns. And the quarterback here for Gibbon is Cade Dorzinski. Dorzinski, a junior, 6'1", 160 pounds. Don't throw the ball a whole lot. He is 45 of 103 on the season for 438 yards, one touchdown, but eight interceptions. And that's our starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. But also, Don Lease, one thing we have to talk about here is those that won't be playing tonight. We got some injuries. In fact, a late scratch, if you will, as we found out just a little bit ago, that one of Kearney Catholic's better defensive players won't be seeing any action tonight.
Yep, Jake Geiser's not going to be playing tonight. Dominic will get in there, and he'll be playing for him at that point. Dominic's a freshman. Jake Geiser is a sophomore, so you know, one of those guys.
Young for young.
Yep, one of those guys. Dominic's got in there a few times, DeMuth. He's done a good job. You know, he plays tight end every once in a while. They throw him in there at that point, about these last four or five games, and he's played a little bit of defense for him. So he'll be ready to step up and see what he can do.
And some other injuries, of course, for Gibbon. You can't talk about their injuries without mentioning, with a heavy heart, the injury to Jesus Hernandez, senior running back. And Hernandez on pace to rush for 1,000 yards on the season, had over 500 yards rushing when he went out in week number five. And Roman Cobet, also a 6'3", 190-pound senior, he won't play tonight. He's injured, so that will wrap up his career. And also for Kearney Catholic, Owen Axman, Brant Christner, Gabe Pearson, Stuart Michard, and Jaden Munsinger, as well as Nick Holman, won't be playing tonight. So there's just a lot of walking wounded here on week number nine for both of these two squads. Our injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life with a location near you. And the starting lineup right now being introduced here for Gibbon. And yeah, the crowd hasn't given up on the football team. No. The football team hasn't shown any quit all season here for Gibbon either.
No, it hasn't, Randy. And that's the thing. It's one of these teams is going to come out of on top tonight. And the Gibbon crowd here is very supportive. The kids have played hard football throughout the year, and talking to some of their coaches that they've been in the right spots and stuff. A lot of times they're executing the right things. They just can't quite get it done sometimes against some of this talent that they're going against and stuff. But the kids give 100% out there all the time.
And we heard that interview with Coach Yockey, and Doug brought up the fact that six of the top 22 teams in C2. Those are six of the seven opponents that Gibbon has played so far this season.
Yep. You start out, right off the bat, with Gibbon, and they got a couple kids hurt right away, and that really hurt because, like you said, Jesus is an excellent running back. When you lose a guy like him, that's tough to, fill in there. And he made people miss. He ran over people and stuff like that. So, Gibbon's young. They're going to bring back a lot of people, and they're starving for a victory tonight.
Yeah, well, I always feel like I know where I can get my inside information. Obviously, you work at Kearney Catholic. Yeah. Kind of have an in here with the Gibbon coaching staff as well with your son-in-law. So.
Yep, that's right.
Just saying. I mean, my color guy knows his stuff.
Yeah.
That wraps up our Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Hybrids seed dealer. We'll be back and kick things off here from Gibbon right after this.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life, with several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how Family Physical Therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes, in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. The Clipper's happy to sponsor our local teams on the radio. You can also read about this event and all other accomplishments on our Gibbon, Wood River, Shelton, and Centura students in the Clipper. We are proud of our schools and help celebrate success in the pages of the Clipper every week. Subscribe to the Clipper today. Visit clipperpubco.com. Like, follow, and share us on Facebook. We give away free picture downloads from our gallery. Our towns, our people. If keeping up with real-life news and events in the heart of the Tri-Cities is important to you, consider subscribing to the Clipper.
Looking for your next vehicle? With the ongoing inventory shortage and unpredictable markets, look to your local family-owned dealership at Hastings Ford Lincoln for guidance and reassurance. We're the same dealership that made a bold commitment to not sell any of our new vehicles over MSRP when prices started to rise over 3 years ago, a commitment which we proudly continue to honor still to this day. Many things may have changed since then, but rest assured that our values and commitments have not. Join our family at Hastings Ford Lincoln.
A phenomenally beautiful night for football. 68 degrees at the moment. We have a south wind at about 5 miles an hour just to move the smoke from the grill waft over here into the press box so we can smell those delicious hot dogs and hamburgers that they're serving here. And, you know, for this being the final game of the season, the field is in great shape. Yep. So the staff here that takes care of the grounds at Gibbon High School should really take a bow. Our field conditions are brought to you by your Pioneer Seed representative, Impact Ag Partners. Craig Weegis and Todd Travis, your local Pioneer seed dealer. Pioneer knows more about field conditions with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. With Impact Ag Partners and Pioneer Seed, science with service delivering success. Kearney Catholic will receive the football as they always do, it seems.
Yeah.
If they win the toss, they take the football. Most teams, when they win the toss, they defer their choice to the second half, so Kearney Catholic gets the football anyway.
Yep.
So about 9 out of 10 times, if not more. In fact, I think Kearney Catholic received the opening kickoff in every game this season.
I think so, Rick.
I believe
I think they have.
So that means that Isaac Tomeo will get things started here with his right foot, kicking off here to Kearney Catholic. Glad you could join us here on The Vibe, 98.9 FM. Randy Bushcutter, Don Lease here on KKPR FM. And don't forget that you can always listen at thevibe.com as well as newschannelnebraska.com. The kickoff is going to go into the end zone, and that will make it that Kearney Catholic gets the touchback. That'll be, the second touchback of the year here for Tamayo. So that kind of shows the level of being pumped up and ready to go.
Right, yep.
Because there wasn't much of a wind to help him.
No, and that's what Kearney Catholic was about, the 15, you know, and it just sailed over their heads and stuff. So, like you said, they're ready to play. You know, Gibbons pumped up here, you know, parents' night and everything. They're ready to roll tonight.
So it'll be first and 10 from the 20-yard line here for Kearney Catholic. And they will have an empty backfield here for quarterback Dominic Nowak, who came in at halftime of the St. Cecilia game and has been the field general ever since. And it isn't because Carson Murphy did a poor job. In fact, they just wanted to get Carson Murphy out there receiving the football. He was the leading receiver for the team coming into action for this season. They will put a running back in the backfield with him. That will be Redinger, and they're going to hand the ball off to him, and he'll try to go that right side. The hole closed as he got there, but he was able to bounce out to the right side and ends up getting a nice little gain here as he's going to end up getting about 6 yards. That hole closed, but he bounced outside of it.
He did, Randy. He did a little stiff arm and got out to the outside out of there and then picked up a nice chunk of yards there on first down. But a nice run by Tyson Redinger, because right at the point of attack, he got hit right there and kept his feet going and bounced out here and picked up some yards there.
Gain of 6 will make it 2nd and 4 here after the first play from scrimmage here for Kearney Catholic. We're in Gibbon. Glad you could join us here on The Vibe. Split, 3 guys wide out to the left. Redinger is in backfield here with Nowak. Nowak looking to throw on that left side. It's going to be complete to Murphy. Murphy, a little juke step, but a pretty good open field tackle. Ball came out late, but I think he was already on the ground. In fact, they are marking that. He'll get about half of what he needed there. Gain of about 2, let's call it 3. It's going to set up 3rd and 1.
Yeah, that's one thing they kind of talked about, getting that ball out there to Carson a little bit more this week. And, you know, he had some blockers out front there, but knifing him down underneath there. You know, the linebacker came across there and knifed him down and, you know, they kept him short of the first down for Kearney Catholic.
Now they'll be on that left hash, so that's the short side of the field. Only one running back, one wide receiver, rather, on that side, and he comes across in motion. They're going to hand the ball right up the middle here for Redinger. He's got enough for the first down as he's hit at the 35-yard line, and he's not going to get a whole lot more than that. There was a whole herd of buffaloes that end up pulling him down after he gets enough for the first down. Leading the tackle there was Tyler Wiseman.
Yep, they sent Isaiah Gaunt in motion, did Kearney Catholic out of that, faked that handoff to him, then give it to Tyson Redinger, where basically Isaiah came from on that left side. got a good line surge out of that and picks up the first down for Kearney Catholic.
Another gain of five. That's looking good here for the Kearney Catholic running game, and they'll hand the ball right up the middle. And, again, a nice little gain right up the gut here as they'll get it out across the 40-yard line out to the 41. That'll be another gain of six. So yep. Redinger's carried the ball three times here, and his worst rush has been 5 yards.
Yep. And just nothing fancy out of that, Randy, just going straight ahead. Great line surge up front by the offensive line for Kearney Catholic.
And the same thing. This time he juggles the handoff, but he doesn't get hit until he's already got enough for the first down. He'll bring it across midfield out to about the 41-yard line. So he goes from the 41 to about the 46.
Yep, they're going to go up in a little bit of hurry up here out of this situation. They gave that handoff to him. You know, like you said, he juggled it just a little bit. Just straight ahead football for Kearney Catholic so far.
Gain of 13 right between the tackles, and they're going to run the exact same play. It's going to have a pretty good result here as well. It's going to be right at 9 yards this time, and we see this with Kearney Catholic. They find a play that works. We're just going to keep doing it until you make an adjustment.
Right, and that's the third time in a row that they've done that, just a tad bit off to that left side, and that's exactly what they're doing, just following those guys up front.
So second and one, ball about the 36, same play, same result, big hole right up the middle, and he'll take the ball out to about the 26-yard line. That's another gain of 10.
Yep, just gave it to him again, going on that left side. Good line surge, good holes opening up there for Kearney Catholic, pushing, Gibbon down out of that situation, Randy, and just walling them off, and Tyson's running hard.
Seven offensive plays so far in this opening drive for Kearney Catholic. Six of those have been a run by Tyson Redinger, and again, his least effective run was a gain of five. Now they're going to throw the ball on this left side. Quick little screen for Murphy. Murphy, he'll get across that left wing, and he'll be down inside the 15-yard line. That'll be another Kearney Catholic first down.
And that's a good call because Gibbon sent the linebackers out of that, so he just faked it and just dumped it quickly out there to the left side to Carson Murphy, and picks up the first down for Kearney Catholic.
So Kearney Catholic has picked up four first downs on this drive already. I got to double-check. It might even be five, and they're just going to go right up the middle again. Yeah. And, again, it's going to be a pretty effective run, a gain of about another six.
Yep, they just following those guys right up front, Randy. Good line surge out of those guys up front. Grant Drumhiller this time, they followed right over the top of the center out of that one. And good line surge by that.
Either a long five or a short six, and whatever you want to go with, the rest of it's left. And Redinger goes right up the middle. He'll bowl in and be thrown forward, and he'll be just short of the goal line as he'll have enough for a first and goal here for Kearney Catholic. We'll see exactly where they spot that. It's probably about the 2 yard line, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah, they're going to make the three.
Yep. But like you said, we're just right up the middle out of that. Again, Randy, they're getting great, line surge out of that up front for Kearney Catholic.
So again, Redinger will be the left of Nolock, and there's movement up front, and that's going to be half the distance. I believe that's going to be Gibbon that encroached, and they did. That's going to cost him 2 yards.
Right.
But those are big 2 yards.
Yep.
It's a lot easier to dig in your cleats and hold on for four straight downs from the four-yard line.
Yep.
I didn't say it's easy. I just said it's easier than doing it at the two.
Yep. And that's exactly, Gibbon's coming in there, and that's exactly what they got to do. They got to come up, make some adjustments, and go after them and do some blitzing out of this.
I am not psychic, but I'm betting number 13 gets a handoff here from Nowak. And Redinger will be to the right of Nowak here. And they're going to hand it off to him, and he'll go right up the middle and go in untouched for a touchdown.
Yep, nice job. They had quads off to the left, kind of spreading them out, moving them over there, because if you don't get enough over here, they'll toss it out there to Carson Murphy or to Isaiah Gaunt. But this, like you said, Randy, just gave it right up the middle, didn't get touched. Nice hole for him to run through.
So they are able to drive 80 yards, basically just right up the middle, 80 yards on 11 plays. Kearney Catholic eats off about 4 minutes and 19 seconds off the clock, and we await the extra point by Solomon Weens. And again, they jump off sides, does Gibbon. And now you can decline this and just kick off, kick from right there.
Yeah.
They're going to just decline the penalty. So encroachment, they decline it. So it'll just be the same traditional kick. Sometimes you can get too close to the uprights. It's easier to kick from the 10-yard line than it is the 8, honestly. And they jump off sides here again.
So,
if I'm Kearney Catholic, I'm starting to take these.
Yep.
if you do it again, it's like, okay, now we quarterback sneak it for two.
Yep, absolutely.
But it looks like they're going to decline this one as well. And that young man's going to have a quick conversation with Coach Yockey and the gang.
Right.
Appreciate your enthusiasm, son.
Right, yep.
All right, so here's our third attempt to actually snap the football for the extra point. And the snap is down. The kick is up. Weens hit it pretty good, and it is good. And so Kearney Catholic takes the opening drive, 80 yards for the touchdown. They lead it 7-0, 7:41 to go. Gibbon will get their hands on the first time football for the first time tonight, right after this timeout.
Downey Drilling in Lexington is a proud supporter of all the area athletes. Downey Drilling designs and installs complete water well systems for all your water well needs. We drill wells for agriculture, municipal, commercial, domestic, residential, and geothermal loop fields. From the well drilling to the pump installation and service, Downey Drilling Incorporated is your complete water well provider that takes pride in providing outstanding service to all its customers. Online at DowneyDrilling.com.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
Well, Solomon Weens, after hitting the extra point, eventually, will come up and kick this one off, and we'll see what Gibbon can get done offensively in their first drive of the game. It's good to see Creighton Rockefeller back out there as they kick off, and it's going to go off on this right side, and picking it up here is going to be Betancourt and Keanu Betancourt. Nothing really fancy, juked back to the inside, and is able to make a nice little move. Actually, that's Isaac Tamayo. My apologies. The wrong three I saw there. So Tamayo with a nice little juke to the inside, and then basically went straight and got what he could out of it.
Yep, he did, Randy. And then they had a little bit of walls kind of set up right there. The guys did a pretty good job up front blocking. Going to start here with good field position here. About the 36-yard line is Gibbon going to start.
Yep, that nice little fake got one guy out of the way, and then he just went right up the middle, tried to get to that wall. So Drzezinski will step in under center, and they'll put a man in motion. That'll be Tamayo. They're going to hand it off to him. He's looking to throw, and he's going to air it out deep, and he's got a man wide open, and it's caught at the 25. This is going to go 64 yards for a touchdown. Yep. Dancing into the end zone is Tyler Wiseman.
Yep, they just did a, you know, they handed that ball off going on to the outside, Randy, and he planted his foot. And Kearney Catholic came up and played the run out of that, and he stopped and threw that ball downfield, wide open guy, catched it, you know, connected with him, and, you know, it's going to one play here for Gibbon, and it's 7-6 right now. They're going to line up here for the extra point, but good play. You know, they you know, got that guy going, thinking, hey, you know, they're going to run the ball like they've been doing most of the time, and then hit him deep on that play there. So good play for Gibbon here.
And that was well blocked as well. They gave plenty of time there for Tamayo to make a nice delivery, and he put it right on the money. Perfectly thrown ball. It goes 64 yards for the touchdown, and now Tamayo will try to add on to it after hitting it with his arm. He now kicks it with his leg. It is up. It is good, and we are tied at 7. Another 5 points bank touchdown. Tamayo able to connect with Wiseman, and we're deadlocked at 7. This could be the beginning of a shootout. We'll find out right after this.
No one knows farming and ranching better than Farm Bureau. Our companies were founded more than 80 years ago to serve farmers and ranchers. Today, we're the number one ag insurer in our territory, delivering smarter insurance for agriculture. Contact me, Rick Smith, your Farm Bureau agent in Kearney. I can help you get customized, comprehensive coverage. Call 308-234-2222 and schedule your personalized on-site super check today.
Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agriculture Insurance Company, Securities and services offered through FBLA Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Your local Pioneer team is with you from the word go during harvest season and every season. They have the latest performance data to help select the right corn products for each of your acres next year. Results start with industry-leading genetics, but it all comes down to conducting thousands of local on-farm trials to uncover more insights and maximize yields. When it's go time, work with your local Pioneer team to make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn products. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
See Impact Seed.
Well, Tamayo, with that brilliant pass and the extra point, now he'll kick off here, and it's going to be a line drive kick that scoots around and going to be picked up here by Kearney Catholic on the hop. That's going to be Gannon David. David gets to this right side, and he's going to be smacked out of bounds there by David Molina.
Yep, just getting a kind of line drive kick, trying to kick, you know, kick it as hard as he could, and just kind of line drive, but exactly what Gannon David did a good job of scooping it up, Randy, and is taking it upfield. They're going to start here about the 33-yard line is Kearney Catholic.
There wasn't much hang time on that, nope. But that, if that hits one of those upper, those big bodies up front,
yep.
All sorts of goofy things can happen at that point. So it'll be first and 10. We're going to go out the 33 here. Kearney Catholic, tough act to follow. A one-play drive for Gibbon. They were able to march down in 11 plays. So each team scored on their opening drive. We're deadlocked at 7. And looking to throw the football here is going to be Nowak. Nowak pass is going to be incomplete. His first incompletion of the night. This time he was looking for Isaiah Gaughan.
Yep, they sent one guy deep out of this. It looks like Jacob Lowe went deep, and then Isaiah runs an out route out of that. Just couldn't connect with him on this right side here for Kearney Catholic.
Maybe they thought Wiseman was still winded from running 64 right. yards because he was trying to sit in front of there. But he had good coverage.
He's there, yep.
Second and 10 from the 33. Nowak will have Redinger, who was a star of the opening drive, to his left, and he'll hand the ball to Redinger. Redinger goes off tackle, doesn't get touched until he's about 8 yards downfield, and he's going to end up gaining about 11, mm-hmm. and that'll move the sticks again here for Kearney Catholic.
Yep, just going. He wanted to go right up the middle. He kind of bounced it out to this outside. A little hole opened up out of that, and when he bounced it out here, he got a little bit of room to run. Like you said, Randy picked up about 11 yards on the play. Nice run by Tyson Redinger.
They're going to spot. Well, actually, it should have been 12 yards. I need to write that down because the ball's right at the 45-yard line, so they need to go from the 45 to the 45, and they'll hand it off here on that left side to Redinger. He's going to be stopped short of the 50-yard line. Barely.
Right.
So we'll write that down as a gain of 5, and it'll be 2nd and 5 here.
Yep, good run. No, you know, good push, you know, out of the up front. Not as good of a push as they've been getting and stuff, but that's a nice run by Tyson Redinger.
Yeah, he'll take 5 yards every crack.
Yep, definitely.
That math works out pretty good.
Yes.
Even if it's only 4.5.
Right.
Still going to work out pretty good. Clock moving here. Time of possession, really kind of a twisted number here since it was a one-play touchdown drive for Gibbon. Snap here for Nowak. He's looking to throw the ball. It's going to be complete here to a deal. He's got enough for the first down, and he'll be tackled at about the 42-yard line. You know, that'll be a good gain of a little bit over 8 yards on the play, and he'll move the sticks.
Yep, and, you know, keeping them honest on things. They had trips on that left side, and a deal was the guy on the inside. He just ran a little curl route, set down right there. Hit him right there in the numbers, picked up a first down for Kearney Catholic.
Now the first half of the first quarter is in the books as we played 6 minutes here. Kearney Catholic marching again, first and 10 from the 42. We're tied at 7, and a handoff here for Redinger. Redinger right up the middle will kind of go with the flow here, cut back to the left. He starts to the left and then comes back a little bit further to the right. He's going to be brought down at about 37-yard line or so. 38, so we'll call that a gain of 4.
Yep, just like you said, Randy, you know, he wanted to go to the left side. He kind of meandered back into the middle out of that play on there. But nice run for Tyson Redinger. Nice hole up front for Kearney Catholic.
That is the 12th carry here for Redinger. And they fake the handoff to him. Quarterback going to keep it. Cut back to the inside. And, you know, you can be 135 pounds and run behind those shoulder pads, but you're still going to be 135 pounds.
Yep.
And so not much yards after contact there. Gain of about 1 here for Nowak.
Right. Just kind of keeping them honest on those things. You know, they're really pinching down on Tyson and stuff. At this time, they Dominic wanted to go out to the outside out of that. But Gibbon did a really good job of closing everything down on that play.
3rd and 5 here for Kearney Catholic. Ball, 37-yard line. Probably 4-down territory here, but first things first, we'll see what they do here as they have trips to the right, running the option, pitch out to Redinger. Redinger has some space, has the first down at the 30, bounces out to the outside, and he's going to be tackled inside the 20-yard line. And so we'll call that the 18, so that's a 19-yard carry there on 3rd and about 4.
Yep, nice job by Dominic that time, you know, reading the defensive end out of that, got the pitch out there to Tyson. And Tyson did a great job of following his block. He got a good block out here by Jacob Lowe and picked up another first down here for Kearney Catholic.
Well, again, that's a thing that's important. If you're going to be a wide receiver in high school or college football, for that matter, you better learn how to block. They hand the ball right off the right side, and that's Trevino, and lost the football. It bounced to the inside, and there's a lot of blue jerseys down there, and they come up with it.
Yep.
A hit right on the football.
Yep, it did.
And Kearney Catholic coughs it up. Noel Trevino gives up possession of the football, and Gibbon will hold here defensively as they'll get the ball back at about the 4-yard line. That was going to be a gain of 15 if Kearney Catholic can hold on to it.
Yep, and he just wanted to make one plant there, Randy, and the guy's helmet right on his elbow in the football where he had it and popped it loose. And Gibbon got on the football right there at about the 5-yard line for Gibbon.
So Buffalo's Johnny on the spot here, and that we have our first hold defensively of the game. Each team had driven and scored a touchdown on their first drive. Kearney Catholic was moving, and now handoff right up the middle, and bouncing out of there is going to be the big man running hard. And what a great run for Creighton Rockefeller. Welcome back to action, Creighton Rockefeller.
Yeah, they gave it to him right up the gut out of that, Randy, and looked like there was nothing there, and he just kept the feet going and spun and came to the left side of Gibbon there, right side of Kearney Catholic's defense, broke a tackle again and just kept the feet going, but a good, hard run by Rockefeller there for Gibbon.
22 yards after it looked like he was going to be hemmed in for no gain.
Yep.
And he just kind of popped out of that. The pile started moving forward, and then he popped out of that pile. And ends up gaining 22 yards. So it'll be first and 10 from the 28. Now the I formation will hand off to Rockefeller again. This is just smash-mouth football as they get across the 30, out to about to the 32. So that's a gain of 4 on the play.
Yep, and just a decent little line surge out of that with Rockefeller running extremely hard. He got hit after gaining about 2 and kept the feet moving and picked up another couple yards out of the play there for Gibbon.
So they move the sticks on their first run from scrimmage here. Nice little run there of about 4. It'll set up now 2nd and 6. Both teams really kind of exerting themselves, establishing themselves with the running game here early on. Triple option here, and they're going to hand the ball off on this left side. And there's a little bit of room to run out there, and bouncing it out, gaining nice ground here is going to be Betancourt.
Yeah, picking up the first down. He wanted to go kind of, over the tackle area there. Quentin Hoagland did a good job up front in getting there, but then he got to the linebackers out of that, and the linebackers couldn't make the tackle for Kearney Catholic, and he runs hard. Rockefeller's a good, hard-running football player.
Yeah, that was Betancourt that time. Rockefeller was his lead blocker, and he blasted some guys out of the way. So Betancourt gains 8 on that, and again, they're going to go with that offset eye. Triple I formation, handoff right up the middle, and spinning out there is Rockefeller. He was hit behind the line of scrimmage. He's going to end up gaining a couple of yards when he should have really, honestly, lost a couple of yards.
He should have, Randy. They gave it to him. He's the first guy out of that and he got hit right away by Kearney Catholic, and he just kept the feet moving, spun, and broke a tackle, and he picked up a couple yards where it could have been a yard or two loss.
Not in their lifetime are any of these players been alive when Maryland ran the Maryland Eye.
Yeah.
But that's what we're running here, and here they're going to go and line up the three running backs shoulder to shoulder, hand off to Betancourt on that right side, and Betancourt will bring across the 45-yard line out to about the 46, so that'll be a nice little gain of about 4. And that's going to make it third and about 4 here.
Yep.
But for
just,
Gibbon.
Just a nice handoff. He follows those blockers up front and stuff. Didn't look like there was going to be nothing there, but he got enough to bring this up to third and short out of this. For Gibbon out of there, they're running the football. That's exactly what Kearney Catholic thought they would do all the time. And in that first play from scrimmage, they throw the pass and caught him on that.
And they're going to line up with that Maryland eye. That means 3 running backs right behind the quarterback. They'll hand it off to the last one. And close to a first down, but being just a little bit short of it, is going to be Betancourt. As a nice job there, leading the tackle was Trevino. And that'll be a gain of about 3. It's going to be 4th and 1 and decision time here for Gibbon.
Yep, I think,
you're 0-8, baby.
You go for it.
You go for it, absolutely. Your offensive line has done a nice job.
They have, yep.
And you just kind of say, boys, we need to get a yard, and you just put this on your offensive line, who actually has played very well up to this point.
Yep.
Isaac Tomeo will come and give the instructions here from the sideline. He runs into the huddle, has a quick conversation with his quarterback, Cade Dorzinski, Dorzynski will step in under center. He'll have two fullbacks that are lined up shoulder to shoulder and then an eye back. They hand it off, and I don't think he got there. I think Kearney Catholic did stuff this one. They came with a little bit of a run blitz, and coming up there was Hayden Crone to keep him from getting enough for the first down.
Yep, good job up front for Kearney Catholic there to kind of hold everything, and Hayden on the outside, and the linebackers blitzed in there, and Hayden was able to get in there, knife in there to hold him there and make that tackle there. So, but I don't blame Given going for it right there.
I think it's the right call.
I do too.
And I don't mind the play call either.
Yeah, yep, exactly right.
To go with a little bit of power football, but they're stopped short of the 50-yard line. That's what they needed. So Kearney Catholic will have it in Given territory to get the ball back after they turned the ball inside, turned it over inside the five, and they're going to empty the backfield. Nowak, the only one back there. He's got four wideouts to his left, one to the right, and he's looking to the left, and he'll throw it out, and it's a little bit high, and intercept it. It's going to be a pick six, I believe. On that far side, they make the interception, and they're going to get pulled down at the last moment inside the 10-yard line. He overthrew the receiver, and then the interception. And I think that might have been Tamayo.
I think it was, Randy. From here, it looked like that's who it was. He tried to hit it. I think it was Jacob Lowe on that outside, just kind of overthrew him, and then that's where the other guy ran the out route. And Tamayo was right there to make that interception and take it down there to the about, what, 4 or 5 yard line? Is that where they're at?
They're at the 8. They were just inside the 10. That's the marker you're looking at is the 10-yard line. So it'll be I think they're even going to call a horse collar on the tackle here.
Oh, yeah.
As they got that hand. I thought it was on top of the shoulder pad, but they were going to say it was inside of it. And the official standing right there makes the call. So it'll be first and goal now at the 4. So Kearney Catholic, back-to-back turnovers in their last two possessions. And now they're going to go Maryland eye here. Dorzynski hands it off to the fullback going right through the middle. That is Rockefeller. And Rockefeller is a chugging, and he's in for the touchdown.
Yep, and just
that was a delayed call because he never went out.
Yep, you never. Yep, and they just followed those guys. Rockefeller right up the middle out of that, and good line. Serge just kept moving, and picked up the touchdown out of that 4-yard run for Rockefeller. Nice hard run though for him.
So Gibbon gets on the board again. They take their first lead here at 13-7 after that 5 points bank touchdown. Here's Tamayo with the extra point. It is good, and it is 14-7. Gibbon has the lead over Kearney Catholic with a minute 4 to go here in the first quarter. We'll return to Gibbon right after this.
Now powering the Nebraska trenches, tender, juicy, and delicious certified Piedmontese beef. Raised throughout central and western Nebraska, healthy Italian heritage Piedmontese beef is known for being the taste of real beef. Whether you're barbecuing for friends and family or gifting across the country, certified Piedmontese beef will delight and impress for any occasion. Shop local. Shop Nebraska. Shop online at cpbeef.com. Be powered by Piedmontese. Certified Piedmontese beef, real Nebraska beef.
South Central Diesel of Holdridge has over 100 years of diesel fuel injection experience and has been putting customer relationships first since 1971. They are factory authorized to repair all types of diesel fuel injection systems and have a full service drive-in repair facility to repair your diesel Ford, Chevy, or Dodge pickup. SCD's factory trained technicians are committed to providing the best service to their customers. Stop by 115 South East Avenue in Holdridge for all your diesel pickup repairs, pumps and injectors, diesel performance parts, and turbochargers. Or call them at 1-800-228-8482 to put them to work for you.
Welcome back to our broadcast booth, brought to you by Kearney Towing and Repair. We're on the road bringing you the play-by-play. Kearney Towing's on the road bringing your vehicle home. Don't get stranded on the side of the road. From heavy-duty towing to roadside assistance, call Kearney Towing and Repair. When you need us, we'll be there. Back-to-back turnovers for Kearney Catholic. Short field for Gibbon, and they cash in, and now they kick off here, leading it 14-7. And on the skip, it is going to be Gaunt. Gaunt finds a little seam at the 30, at the 40, cuts back to the inside at the 50, gets to that left wing. There's one guy with an angle that has a shot at him, and Isaiah Gaunt is going to outrun him. He gets to the pylon. Touchdown! There are no flags on the play.
Yeah, but just, pick that up, Randy. He did a good job, because that was one of those hard squib kicks out of there. Isaiah Gaunt went to the right side out of that, picked up a block out of there about the 35-yard line, a kick-out block, and then he had to make one guy miss around the 50-yard line, cut back across the field, And like you said, it was going to be a foot race out of that. And Isaiah, takes it all the way into the end zone. A good answer for Kearney Catholic right after, Gibbon got that interception and got the football at the four. And then the Kearney Catholic answers right back here with a touchdown on the kickoff return.
Yeah, I had that lead block to get to the wall. Yep. Then the wall erased a few guys. And then after that, it was just figuring out angles and turning on the jets.
Yep.
And Isaiah gone unofficially 82 yards. I didn't see where they threw down to the beanbag, but I have it being about the 18-yard line. So the 5 points bank touchdown. Here comes the extra point. Good snap, good hold, and the kick. It is up, and it is good again here for Solomon Weens. And just like that, mentioned maybe we have a shootout. I think it's official. It's 14-14 with 48 seconds to go here in the first quarter. We'll return to Gibbon after this.
Experience matters. ENT Physicians and Family Hearing Center of Kearney has physicians who are devoted to the medical and surgical treatment of ear, nose, throat, head and neck disorders in adults and children, providing the community with otolaryngology and audiology services since 1994. With our main office located in Kearney and 6 satellite locations located throughout central Nebraska, we provide the highest quality care. See Dr. Conley, Dr. Blake, or Dr. Johnson at Kearney ENT and see why experience matters to us, specializing in you.
This is Bob from B&B Carpet and Donovan. So you've been thinking of new flooring but have no idea what you want or need. Let me introduce you to our family with over 50 years combined experience. Russ, Mandy, Donna, and my son Josh. Please come in to see us at B&B and we will do our best to help you choose your new flooring. B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our customers say, that's where we always go.
Well, leads don't last very long around here. Kearney Catholic got up 7-0. First play from scrimmage, a big 64-yard bomb for Gibbon. Gibbon takes a lead, and then the kickoff return for a touchdown to tie it. And here, Gibbon tries to answer back. They get the kickoff, and they're going on this left side, and they're not going to have the same magic as the tackle will be made at the 30-yard line. But still a solid return here for Betancourt, and still set up shop here for Gibbon at the 30-yard line.
Yep, pretty high kickoff out of that, Randy, and by that time, a lot of the guys can get down there on that. I think it was Carson Murphy that made that tackle for Kearney Catholic, but Gibbon got the football here about the 29-yard line.
Yeah, they're going to say he stepped out of bounds before the tackle was made down that sideline, so it'll be at the 29, not the 30, which is really where the play ended. So it'll be first and 10 here with 40.8 to go, and we're tied at 14. And Kearney Catholic had two drives where they turned the ball over.
Right.
We could have more points. Drzinski hands the ball on that right side. Nice little seam and running through a couple of tackles. Getting across the 50-yard line. Here is Rockefeller at the 40, at the 30. And he's going to be pushed out of bounds near the 20-yard line. So we're going to have a nice little 41-yard gain to start this drive.
Yep. Good hard run, after gaining about 5 or 6 yards, he did a really good job. He got a good stiff arm, knocked one of the guys down with the stiff arm out of that, and he just took off for the races out of there. But nice hard run by Rockefeller. He's been running the football extremely hard tonight.
Yeah, he had that big 22-yard run the first time he touched the ball in a couple weeks with the injuries, and now a 41-yarder. So, he's got 70 yards rushing already on 4 carries.
Yep, he just keeps his feet moving, and he can find the hole, too. He's a good running back.
So he ran with power to get into the open space and then found some speed. Mm-hmm. And, again, Maryland I here on first and 10 from the 20. They run a low counter. There's a flag down and not much gain here at all. But, again, Gibbon on that backside pushing the pile forward. We'll see what the flag's going to be here as on that low counter run, not much room to run there at all for the Buffaloes.
Yep, just tried to get them a little bit of misdirection out of that. They've been going straight ahead on some things. Oh, now they're waving the flag off.
So that run for Molina will count.
And so they just gave it on him, a little counter play out of that, coming back here from his right to the left for Gibbon out of that. Picks up about a yard on the play. But just trying to keep him on off balance and stuff. Instead of going straight ahead, might have to, keep everybody in checks on that kind of stuff.
And that'll be the first run of the season here for David Molina. And they're going to go with that Maryland eye, which means basically you got two fullbacks. One of them is just going to be to the off side on that right side. And that will bring us to the conclusion of a very action-packed first quarter. It'll be second and 9 from the 19 here for Gibbon. We are tied at 14. And Gibbon will continue the drive right after this.
Family owned and operated for 30 years, Holdridge Irrigation is here to help you with any of your irrigation needs. Our four locations can compete with any other irrigation company in sales and service. Holdridge, Lexington, Alden, and Ravenna all have incredible stores where you can get any rinky pit apart and talk to some amazing people. Stop by and meet the family anytime between 8 and 5, Monday through Friday. For more information, check us out at holdridgeirrigation.com or give us a call at 308-995-4000 to schedule an appointment for a quote on a new rinky pit.
Buzz's Marine wants you to think about the most important time of all, family time. And what brings a family together better than boating? Nothing is better than cruising or fishing in a boat powered by a Yamaha outboard. They make fun dependable. This year, make it the best year ever with a visit to Buzz's Marine. They have the perfect boat and boating accessories for your family's needs. And easy financing to make it happen today. Get ready for summer at Buzz's Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer, 5th and Central Kearney. Find out more online at buzzsmarine.com.
Well, this is turning into a little bit of a boxing match here. We'll see how many body blows each team can take. Second and 9 here for Gibbon, tied at 14, and they're going to hand the ball off on that left side to Betancourt. Betancourt really had nowhere to go that time. Kearney Catholic did a nice job of just kind of making a pile on that defensive line, and there wasn't much room there for Betancourt to get going or to get pushed from behind or any of that other.
No, they're exactly right, Randy. They just kind of made a big old pile on that left side of Gibbons, the right side of Kearney Catholic, and the linebackers came flying in there too for Kearney Catholic on that play. So just wasn't nowhere to go for him.
Well, again, we've seen a lot of different lineups here for the Buffaloes. They're going to go with two tight ends and wing back on that right side. Drzezinski's looking to throw the ball. He throws it over the middle, and he's got a man. Touchdown.
Yep.
Right over the middle, wide open, was Tyler Wiseman for his second TD of the night.
And Tyler Wiseman lined up and on kind of as a tight end area there, Randy, and then they faked that handoff to Rockefeller going up the gut, and then they faked the out pass on the right side, and then he hit the guy going right down the seam out of that play for Gibbon. Nice pass, nice play call for Gibbon there.
Wiseman, one touchdown on the season coming in. He's got two, and we're early in the second quarter. 20-14 in favor of Gibbon, making some noise here on their home field. A little bit of a high snap, but it's going to be handled there by Wiseman. Tamayo will punch through the extra point, and it is 21-14 in favor of Gibbon. Another kickoff coming up. After this 5 points big touchdown by the Buffaloes, we'll kick it off right after this.
At your friendly Friesen Ford, they know life can be busy, so they have your best interest in mind by providing a quick, easy car buying experience. When looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Friesen Ford makes it easy for you by offering financing options, pending credit approval, a great selection of vehicles, as well as a friendly sales team that works with you to find a vehicle that will fit your needs and your budget. See the selection today just off I-80 in Aurora or online at FriesenFord.com. For sales, service, parts, trust your friendly Friesen Ford team.
So Kate Dzinski with the touchdown pass from 18 yards out, being able to make the connection to Wiseman, who's had a busy night tonight.
Yeah.
And just like that, another lead here for Gibbon. And we'll see what kind of fireworks Kearney Catholics have. What's happened so far all night is Kearney Catholic built a 7-point lead. First play from scrimmage, bang, 64-yard touchdown pass for Gibbon. Gibbon then takes the lead, 82-yard kickoff return by Isaiah Gaunt for a touchdown. Tied it at 14, and now Gibbon back on top here thanks to that nice pass from Drzezinski to Wiseman, and we'll see what Kearney Catholic can do and how quick they can do it.
Yep, and set up by Rockefeller's good hard run, you know, down to the 18-19 yard line out of that. But, it's just been big plays after big plays here for both teams out of it.
So here comes the kickoff, and again, Gaunt's got one that was returned. This one he's not going to have the opportunity. That's going to bounce out of bounds. And tracking it down out of bounds is Gannon David on that left side.
So
we'll see what Kearney Catholic decides to do here. They've got options, and this option is have them kick it again. Ran into this a little bit last week. We end up with have a kickoff from the 5-yard line after a safety.
Oh, yeah.
You don't see that very often.
Yep. So they'll move them back. Kearney Catholic will. You know, and see if Isaiah Gaunt or Gannon David can do something with this, but you know, they've had some had you know, last kickoff return was very good success for Kearney Catholic, so that's probably the reason why. Hey, let's move them back and see what we can get out of this.
So again, Tamayo, this time, instead of kicking off from the 40-yard line, he'll be kicking off from the 35. And we'll see if we have that low-line drive strategy again. And it is more of a line drive. And Gannon David slipped, and that's going to roll all the way into the end zone for a touchback. Well, Gannon David had a beat on the ball and slipped a little bit and did the right thing. It's like, I'm not comfortable catching it now.
Right.
And so that couldn't have worked out a whole lot better here for the Buffaloes after kicking the first one out of bounds. You punch the second one into the end zone for the touchback.
Yep, and you're right. You know, Gannon David was coming up there hard, you know, and he slipped out of that and just said, well, I'll just let it go, and it bounced into the end zone for Kearney Catholic there.
And for Tamayo, he's got two touchbacks today, only one on the season coming in, so he's having a nice night. So here comes Kearney Catholic, first and 10 from the 20-yard line, and run right up the middle. And, again, a nice little line surge. Yep. Nothing fancy about this at all. It's just power football. And a nice little gain here for Kearney Catholic going right up the middle for a gain of about 8 yards.
Right, yep, just taking it. You got, like you said, got a great line surge out of it. And Tyson Redinger is out there, and he ran 8 yards for Kearney Catholic.
That's his 14th carry of the night. This will be his 15th. He's got enough for the first down. Stiff arm at the 45. He's got a couple of guys to beat. He'll get it across the 50 and out to the other 45, out to about the 43-yard line. So that'll be a gain of 22 plus another 7 here. And that's going to be negated by a hold.
Yep.
Was going to be a nice about 35-yard gain here for Kearney Catholic. Instead, they're going to back him up 10 yards.
Yep. About 3 yards in front of the first down marker there, and so it's going to be moving them back here for Kearney Catholic at the spot of the hold for 10 yards.
Yeah, so it will be second and 9, or second and about 8 here.
So
again, spot foul.
Right. Yep. And that's about where he made that cut out of that.
Yeah, that's where the point of attack was, because the line surge pushed him back a few yards. So one wide out to the right, two to the left. Again, a handoff right up the middle here. A little hesitation run this time. Not much room to run for the big guy, Tyson Redinger. And Redinger, nice run.
Yeah.
But it's going to set up now third and about 1. So he gains about 7 on the play.
Yep, just straight ahead. You know, I think this time he's following Logan Rogash and Grant Drumhiller over that guard and center spot out of there. For Kearney Catholic.
We talked in the pregame about these two teams wanting to feel good about themselves. Their two offenses feel pretty good right now.
Yep.
Third and about 1 here for Kearney Catholic from their own 29. Hand off to Redinger. He's got more than enough for the first down. Gets off this left side, and he will be brought down at about the 38-yard line. So that'll be a gain of about another 8 yards or so. And he was 5 yards upfield before he even had to make a move.
Yep. You know, he got good line surge out of that, Randy. He wanted to go kind of, and then he bounced out here to the left side out of there. Good eyes by Tyson Redinger to see what was open and what was available out of there. Good hard run by Tyson. Pick up first down here for Kearney Catholic.
We're not going to call anybody out, but there was a receiver on this side. If he makes the block, we're lining up for an extra point now.
Yep.
Good hard count. Quarterback going to keep it after faking it off, and he's going to be enveloped. He's going to lose yards. Staying home and making the play where the Buffaloes, and leading the way here is going to be Brady Samuelson.
Yep. And good job by Brady, because, you're handing that ball off. You're handing that ball off, and sometimes you have a tendency to just dig down in there and stuff, but he did not. He, because Dominic did a good job of faking that handoff and then pulling it out of the belly of Tyson, tried to boot it out to the outside, and he could not get anywhere.
So second and 10. Inside of 9 minutes to go here before halftime, it is 21-14 in favor of Kearney Catholic. Some big plays so far in this game. Murphy comes across the formation. They're run right up the middle, and Redinger's going to bounce it out to the outside, break a tackle at the 50. He's at the 40, puts his head down, and he'll drive the pile forward out to the 30-yard line. And so that one will count. That'll be 33 yards.
Yep. Just seeing he getting up a little bit slow there.
He got up a little slow.
On the football or something there, but he nice run. You know, got a good line surge, and he even had his linemen. A couple of them, Logan Rogash, made a block about 10-12 yards downfield to get him another little push out of that situation there. But nice hard run by Tyson Redinger.
So the 17th carry for Tyson Redinger here in the game will set up first and 10 from the 30-yard line. Redinger in the backfield here. Nowak calls it out. Hand off to Redinger. Redinger right up the middle, bounces around. He danced a little bit. He was going to run to the right and then took it off to the left, and he'll be down at about the 25-yard line. You know, just nice and consistent.
Yep.
You know, just another 4 or 5 yard gain.
Yep, just downhill on a lot of things. But needs a little break. He's going out. He tapped his helmet on that play. But like you said, he looked like he was going to go to the right. He just kind of was patient out of that and booted out to the left and, got 5 yards on the run.
Noel Trevino back into the game. Hate to bring up bad memories, but last time he carried the ball, he fumbled it inside the five. They're going to hand it off to him. He'll go right up the middle. He's got two hands on the football, and he'll be close to that first down marker at the 20-yard line.
Yeah, good hard run by Noel. That time, he got a good line surge out of that. He's going to be just a little bit short out of the play, so it's going to bring up third down here for Kearney Catholic. Nothing fancy. They're just keeping moving the football. They're just going straight ahead, downhill running out right now for Kearney Catholic.
Sometimes when you fumble, you want to get the ball a little bit quicker than he got it.
Yep.
They're going to hand it off to him again, and he's got enough for the first down and more. He'll be down at about the 10-yard line. Just a huge hole to run through, and he gains about 11 yards there for Noel Trevino.
Yeah, good job up front for Kearney Catholic, creating that hole out of there. They got the hole, and then they got to the linebackers to make that a good hard run by Trevino to go to that left side out of there. But good blocking up front for Kearney Catholic.
And he'll stay in the game here after having a back-to-back nice runs here. Put a man in motion. That's going to be Carson Murphy. He's going to have to be in a lead blocker for Trevino. Trevino goes right up the middle, and he's going to get the ball down to about the 6.5-yard line or so, gain of about 3 here for Kearney Catholic.
Yep. Just going straight ahead. It's basically the same kind of play out of that, Randy, and trying to find a seam out of there as he gets the football. He's just kind of looking to see where he needs to go. But up front, they're doing a pretty darn good job here for Kearney Catholic.
Don't forget the Friday Night Scoreboard Show brought to you by Rutz Heating and Air and Rivals Bar and Grill coming up here on The Vibe, as well as the ESPN Superstation. That'll all begin at around 10 o'clock. A little bit more abbreviated because the 8-man guys were a little busy last night. Trevino will be in that only back in the backfield. They hand it off to him. He is hit behind the line of scrimmage. Will drag the pile forward to about the 5-yard line. He'll gain about 2 on the play, and it's going to set up third and goal from the 5. That was good penetration here by the Buffs.
Yeah, it was. The defensive end on that right side, I couldn't see his number when he got up, but he did a good job of kind of reading what Dominic was going to do, and Dominic kept the football and into Noel's belly there, and he just dove down hard out of that situation right there to close that gap out.
I think that was Hernandez that made the play. It'll be third and 5, 5:44 to go here, second quarter, 21-14 in favor of Gibbon, and Kearney Catholic taking their time here, and now they start to count off the last few seconds of the play clock. Third and goal from the 5, quarterback going to keep it. Goes right up the middle, gets pushed forward, drives toward the end zone, and going to be just short. Nowak trying to drag the pile forward, and the freshman quarterback, 135 pounds of him, and they weighed him with his equipment on.
I know. Yeah,
he's 135.
Yep.
And he gained 4 yards on the play there.
Yep.
And it's going to set up now fourth and goal from the 1.
Yep. And he just followed Noel that time, that he going to that left side. He just went right with him on that left side, trying to pick a spot, and then he just darted right up through there. It's going to be fourth and goal here from the 1 for Kearney Catholic.
And they're obviously going to go for it here, but we've got a stoppage as Gibbon is going to call the timeout. This timeout brought to you by E&T Positions at Kearney, taking care of you since 1994, located where you need us, specializing in you. Fourth and goal for Kearney Catholic. They trail at 21-14. From the 1-yard line. We're back right after this.
Hi, this is Stacy from Builders in Kearney and Grand Island. Get expert advice from certified specialists at Builders. Whether you are ready to remodel or start building, Builders offers a high-quality products and product knowledge with styles and features you will love and that fit your budget. Builders is a proud supporter of all Central Nebraska high school sports. Good luck, area athletes.
And welcome back. Well, obviously, want to say thanks to all of our sponsors that help us bring you high school football. including certified Piedmontese beef, Italian heritage breed, Nebraska-raised perfection, lean, tender, and delicious. Shipped right to your doorstep anywhere in the country. Healthy, powerful nutrition to play your best. Order at cpbeef.com. And hopefully they fed some beef here to the offensive line for Kearney Catholic. Gibbon, the Buffaloes hope that they've been well fed on the defensive line, because that's really what this is going to come down to here.
It is, Randy. You know, who's going to win that battle in the trenches up front? And both sides have had a good success, you know, at that, and at times have had some, you know, offense or defense have had some success. So that's exactly what's going to happen here. Probably most likely, Randy, is going right up the middle.
Well, Gibbon went for it on fourth down at midfield. Kearney yep. Catholic won that battle. And we'll see if Gibbon can return the favor here on fourth and goal at the one. It'll be Trevino in the backfield here with Nowak. Nowak takes a snap, handoff to Trevino right up the middle, untouched. Touchdown.
Yep. Just took that ball, planted his foot, and just went right up the middle out of that on the left side. I think it was Quentin Hoagland on that side and stuff. They just did a great job of opening up that hole. And touchdown here for Kearney Catholic here to make it 21-20 with 4:40 to go in the second quarter.
So, again, another nice drive here for Kearney Catholic.
Yeah.
And, again, a great job of that offensive line
right.
down the stretch.
Yeah.
And Noel Trevino finishes it off with a one-yard run. So here comes the extra point. A low snap, but a good hold there by Murphy. The kick is up, and it is good. So a little bit off the mark on the snap, yep. but not off the mark with the kick, thanks to that nice hold. I got to throw a little love to the holders out
right.
there
yep.
in the world.
Definitely.
21
yep.
all, 4:40 to go here in the second quarter. Kearney Catholic answers back. We got a brand-new ball game. And we'll return to Gibbon right after this.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And coming up here in a little bit, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, and we'll probably have to take a long break in there to total up all of our numbers, because these two offenses have put on a nice little show here, Don.
Yes, they have, Randy, you know, with a little bit of, you know, with the pass every once in a while, but most of it's been on the ground for both sides, you know, moving the football. The guys up front on both sides have done a great job of opening holes for people to run through. And they're getting not just their hat on the people up front, but they're getting it to the linebackers. So sometimes those holes are, you know, 8 to 10 yard runs.
And Gibbon, 2 for 2 in the air.
Yep.
You know, they've been nothing but perfect to Tyler Wiseman. He's got 2 touchdowns as a result. One of them was 64 yards from the wing back Isaac Tomeo. And also his quarterback, Kay Drzezinski, throws his 2nd touchdown pass of the season. Here, Weens will kick it off, and it's a high kick, and they're going to let it sail over their head. And that will go into the end zone for the touchback. As a nice decision there by Betancourt to say, nah, I ain't doing that.
Right. Kind of just stood there right at about the 5, 6, 7, 8 yard line, Randy, and it just kind of went over, and it bounced, and it went right on in. He's like, nope, I'm not even going to mess with that. Let Gibbon get the football here at the 20-yard line, because they've had success moving the football. You know, against Kearney Catholic, like you said, Randy, you know, with a little bit of the, you know, halfback type of pass out of that, the very first play to keep Kearney Catholic honest and not be able to come up and, you know, just play the run on that. So,
I know they run the football a lot, but plenty of time here for Gibbon as they yep. start here from the 20-yard line, and they're going to run right up the middle and have absolutely no room to run there at all. They build a wall, and Betancourt can bust through it, and so there'll be no gain on the play.
Yep, up front, Kearney Catholic did a good job this time, and the linebackers are coming in there hard for Kearney Catholic to you know, make sure that there's nothing, no hole there. And that time there was not, you know, no hole for Kearney or for Gibbon to run through out of that. But they've had success moving the football, going up the middle, but this time Kearney Catholic had the run blitz in the exact right spot.
2nd and 10 from the 20. Now 4 minutes to go. 2 timeouts left here for Gibbon, in case you're wondering. And they run a little counter play on this left side. Cut back to the inside. And Kearney Catholic, a nice little form tackle there, as there really isn't much room to run there at all for Tomeo.
Nope, there was not. You know, like you said, a little counter coming off to this side. You got to keep them honest, because, you know, if you come with that run blitz going up the middle out of that all the time, you want to catch them on a little bit of a counter out of there and get out to the outside for for Gibbon out of the play. They're going to throw a lot of things at him, make sure that they aren't just coming up there trying to stuff that run, up the middle out of that.
I didn't give Tamayo his proper credit. He ended up gaining about four on that play. Yep. I thought there was almost no gain on it, but it was a nice little gain of four once they unstack it. Brzezinski will step in under center, hand off on that left side. A little bit of power football, and, boy, they're awfully close to that first down marker. And I think they got it. Good old-fashioned just power football.
Yep.
We're coming right at you, and Rockefeller smacked a couple people right in the mouth, and it is going to be fourth and the length of a football.
Yep. Nope.
No, they're going to say they got it.
They got it, yep.
Well, they had the four up there earlier.
Right, yep.
And they're going to move the chains. The chain gang moving the chains, just like Kearney Towing Repair will do for you. If you're stranded on the side of the road, no matter where, they'll get you home. Big first down here.
That was, Randy.
Because you can be a little – now you can start rolling the dice a little bit. I'm not saying they're going to get goofy and start double wing back reverse stuff. But now you can think, okay, we don't want to just eat the clock here. Now we can start thinking about points, even though they're only at the 30-yard line. 2:45 to go here before halftime. Maryland eye. They hand it off to Betancourt at the back end of that eye. And ready for it and making a pretty good tackle there is going to be Garrett O'Hare.
Yep. Garrett did a good job on this outside getting rid of his guy. And then, like you said, he's at the back end of the Maryland eye, and he just went walled right down in there and made the tackle. Good job by Garrett O'Hare on this right side.
He came in from that from the side. You don't want to attack that Maryland eye from the front because you got two lead blockers in front of you.
Yep.
And then after Rockefeller hits at you, then you got to deal with Betancourt.
Yep.
That is not a recipe for success.
Yep.
But no gain on that play, and it'll be second and 10. We'll be inside of 2 minutes when we snap it. Two fullbacks on that left side. They hand off here to Rockefeller, and Rockefeller can't get the engines moving too quick there. He only gains about a yard and a half as Kearney Catholic was ready for that.
Yep, going to the left side out of that. They've been going a couple times to this right side. This time they went off to that left side, and I think Quentin Hoagland this time did a good job of getting rid of his guy over there, number 67 for Kearney Catholic, and getting in on that tackle there.
So Dorzynski gets the instructions here from his head coach, and number 7 will get back out there. I'm just thinking a lifetime ago, and number 7 for Gibbon, I think I still have helmet marks somewhere on my chest. I'm trying to stop that Thomas kid from Gibbon. Back a lifetime ago.
Right, yeah.
Minute 15 to go here. 3rd and 7, ball at the 33-yard line. And, again, they're going to split the two fullbacks. There's a little bit of room. There's actually a gap there, and now they're going to look over to the sideline, let some time expire, and then they call the timeout. So second timeout called here by Steve Yockey with 1:06 to go here in the second quarter. 3rd and 7 from the 33 for the Buffaloes. We come back right after this.
My son Ben was very healthy when he was born, and then when he was 15 months old, I realized he had autism. I think all my encounters that I had before I met Ben were meant to be so I could be a better parent to Ben. It's definitely made me a better caregiver and a better advocate for all of my patients because I have a better understanding of the whole life and not just the little glimpse you get when they're in the doctor's office. I chose Mary Lanning because it had a great reputation, and it's very much like a family when you work here. What I love most about my job is getting to know the different individuals and families and being able to see that I make a positive impact in their lives. I'm Susie Gregg, psychiatric nurse practitioner at Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration.
Dorzynski comes up, drops back the pass, and he's going to be sacked, knocking him back for a loss on the play. Here is going to be Garrett O'Hare. And is Kearney Catholic going to call a timeout? Yes, they do. An immediate timeout. And, Don, during that commercial break, we were kind of talking about the goal of this drive changed in that last little series. Now, given what they want to do is eat some clock and not give good field position to Kearney Catholic. Well, with the timeout, now Kearney Catholic calls the timeout. They're going to be punting from the 25-yard line, and the Stars have the opportunity maybe to get something going here.
Yep, and that's exactly what they wanted to do, Randy, for Kearney Catholic. Gibbon faked that handoff, and then they wanted to get an out route on this right side over here. But Garrett O'Hare was there to make sure that he got rid of that tack, got rid of the guy, and I hate Hayden Crone was out there too, getting out there. And they end up sacking him for the play. And then once that sack happened, Coach Harvey called timeout quickly so they could get the football back here. There's 59 seconds here to go in the second quarter.
So Tamayo will be in punt formation. Kearney Catholic will have a couple of guys back to return here. And they're Murphy is one of the two, and they're standing at their own 40-yard line here. So we'll see what Tamayo can get off here. As not much pressure. He gets a nice high little kick, and it's going to hit the turf, and Lowe picks it up at about the 45-yard line. Has a little seam up that sideline, brings it across midfield. He'll be met as he gets to the 40-yard line, and he'll push that inside to about the 38. So just a quick little catch it on the bounce and get what you can out right. of it. And pretty good field position here for Kearney Catholic, who still has two timeouts left.
Yep. Like you said, Randy, he was back there. Was Jacob Lowe on that right side. He got the bounce, and he picked it up right away off that bounce. Went straight ahead, which is smart. Don't look around. Just go get what you can out of it. And, Kearney Catholic didn't get the football here about the 38-yard line with about 50 or 46 seconds here to go in the in the second quarter here, right before half.
And Kearney Catholic does have two timeouts left. And we'll see if Nowak goes to the air. He does throw here on that right side. Pass is going to be complete to Adil. Adil breaks a tackle and is going to be forced out of bounds at about the 20-yard line. That's a nice little pitch and catch of 17 yards here on the play. And Landon Adil could not have done that any better.
Nope, because he got hit right about when he gained about 10. He kept the feet going and picked up another, eight yards on the play. Kearney Catholic here with about 37 seconds to go here in the quarter.
So gain of 17, first and 10 from the 20. Time to throw for Nowak. Lots of time. He's going to roll to his left. Now he goes to his right, still looking to throw. Now he's going to run, and he's going to bounce out of bounds after gaining 2-3 yards on the play. That ate up some clock, but, again, they stopped the clock. They still have two timeouts left, and there is a flag down.
Right in the middle. Yep.
So. And we'll see what that flag. Probably it's got to be a hold if they haven't picked it up. Sometimes they'll throw that flag after a long block like that for a guy being downfield, and then he runs the football and they pick it up.
Foul.
That's going to be a blindside block here on Kearney Catholic, so that's a 15-yarder. That one hurts.
Yep. Yep. So,
and that'll be from the line of scrimmage.
Yep. So pushing them back.
That'll be out to the 35. So Kearney Catholic needs to find a way to get that one back. They need to get those 15 yards back.
Yep.
Solomon Weens on the season. His long field goal has been 26, but he's tried a 53-yarder, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not afraid to give it a try. There is no wind at the moment. But first things first here. Let's deal with first and.
Yeah.
They're marking that from where the infraction was, which is in the backfield. So that's going to be a 20-some-odd yard penalty.
Yeah.
First and about 36, as the ball is at the 36-yard line. Looking to throw here is going to be Nowak. They'll set up the screen to Redinger. Redinger on that right side picks up a block. He'll stay in bounds, and he'll be tackled at about the 25-yard line or so. So that'll gain 11 yards on the play, and Kearney Catholic is going to burn one of those timeouts.
Yep. Quick timeout, 18 and a half seconds here to go in the second quarter. A little screen action, screen play out of the on that right side. Had some blockers. They picked up a couple of the guys, but credit to Gibbon. They did a good job there. That safety came up there and made that open field tackle out of that, but because he had three blockers out in front of him on that right side. Good play call. Them coming with him hard at him, and he just dumped right over there and had some blockers out there.
This timeout is brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994, located where you need us, specializing in you. We'll keep it right here with 18.5 to go before halftime. A good, safe little call.
Yep.
Sometimes you can bust that wide open.
Right.
Still a nice gain of 11, so now you're thinking you're in good shape here to get some sort of points here with Solomon Weens trying a field goal. If they gain no more yards, this would be about a 42-yard kick with no wind. And it being warm enough that, it's not like kicking a brick or anything.
Right.
You get down to 30 degrees, it's like kicking a brick. But that ball should have a little bit of bounce in it. Adil is going to split out real wide here to the left. We got two more receivers on this left side. The ball is on the right hash, and they empty the backfield here for Nowak. He'll have two receivers to his right. And he'll take the snap, has time to throw, and he's going to air the ball out deep over the middle, and it's going to be incomplete. Trying to connect with Carson Murphy in the back of the end zone, it's going to fall incomplete, and it's going to be now third and about 15 from the 25 here for Kearney Catholic. They still have a timeout left in their pocket, so they can still do whatever they want to do here. They're not going to run out of time unless they do a triple lateral reverse kind of thing that eats off a lot of clock.
Yeah, like you said, just trying to hit Carson Murphy going down the seam right out of that play. He wanted to get it up and over the safety. They was playing pretty deep out of there.
That was Dorzynski.
And just could not get connect with Carson Murphy out of that. But it was a pass that was either going to get caught by Carson or is going to go out of bounds.
Yeah, Dorzynski is right where he should be on that he was playing in that zone. They will have a running back in the backfield here with Nowak. And we're going to have a timeout here for Gibbon. They're going to eat their final timeout. We'll take a timeout with them as well. 11.4 to go here, 21 all, 3rd and 15 from the 25 here for Kearney Catholic. We'll find out what they have in mind here with one timeout left right after this.
Soil is a living organism that changes year to year, which means soil fertility can vary widely across the field. Don't let this be a limiting factor in reaching your high yield goals. At Aurora Co-op, they know that grid soil sampling is the foundation to a solid fertility program. Knowing what's going on is important because it helps you build the right plan to utilize your dollars wisely. Aurora Co-op's agronomic experts will help you build the right plan for your acres. To learn more, contact one of their agronomy team members today. Aurora Co-op, tougher together.
Well, been a very entertaining game. We've seen a lot of tremendous effort from both of these two squads. Yeah. We're tied at 21 with 11.4 to go. This has been a fun game, Don.
Yes, it has, Randy. And both sides have done a lot of good things, had some good plays from both sides, some big plays out of their quarterbacks and receivers. For Gibbon out of that very first play, but good line surges, up front. So it's just been a fun football game to call here.
Yeah, defensive coordinators may not agree with your assessment.
Yep.
But the offenses, this has been very entertaining, that's for sure. Third and 15 from the 25 with 11.4 to go here. Kearney Catholic has a timeout left. So whatever happens here, they got to get that timeout right away. Nowak at quarterback, and they'll get Murphy out of the backfield, and he's looking that direction is Nowak. He's got time to throw. He's going to roll to his right, and he'll go on that right sideline. He's going to be forced out of bounds at about the 11-yard line with 1.4 seconds to go. Again, I thought you could run around a little bit, but that was pushing the envelope there a little bit. Nice little gain of about, that's about a 12-yard run. So on the season, finally, Dominic Nowak is at plus yardage on the season. He came in negative 3 yards. Now he's got 12 yards on the season, and now we'll turn things over to Solomon Weens to try the field goal. They are spotting the ball down at, that's a 15. We're about the 18-yard line. This will be a 28-yard field goal. High snap. Weens with the kick after a nice hold by Murphy. It is up and good. Put an asterisk on that scoring play for Kearney Catholic. Give an assist to the holder as a nice job there by Carson Murphy putting the high snap down. The kick is up and true, and Kearney Catholic scores on the final play of the first half, and they head to the locker room leading it 24-21.
Yep, and it's been, like we said before, Randy, been a very, very good football game, going up and down the field. And there's been some good stops out of it. As Gibbon went for it at midfield there once, and Kearney Catholic held him on that play there. But there's been some really good things that have been happening for Kearney Catholic and Gibbon right off the bat. Kearney Catholic took the very first possession of the football and drove it down the field. We had 11 plays and just marched down the football field. One pass in there, but most of them were on the runs and stuff like that. Great job. For Kearney Catholic right off the bat, moving the football. Took off about 5 minutes off of the clock and scored the touchdown. Then Gibbon gets the football right away and runs a reverse pass out of that and did a great job. The line did a good job. He had plenty of time. And, Kearney Catholic safeties came up and they hit him deep on the pass play for the touchdown out of that. But, you know, one of those things that you want to, you know, Gibbons been running the football, doesn't pass much. So those safeties kind of creeped up out of there and got caught going deep out of that play. But then, you know, Kearney Catholic moved the football down the field again and got down there, you know, helmet right on the elbow of Noel. And you know, ball popped loose, and Gibbon got on the football out of that. And then Gibbon started to march, and that's when they went for it on at about the 50-yard line. But it was great football here, moving the football up and down. Kickoff return, we had a kickoff return for Kearney Catholic. So there's been scoring out of a lot of different situations here in this football game, which is exciting. You know, at the end of the season, to see both these teams just competing like they are out there, because both teams want to win. We mentioned this in the pregame, you know, to build some momentum going into next year. And both teams want to do that, you know, here tonight. And both teams, you know, have really had some fire-up things. Rockefeller running the football extremely hard. He's been hit right at the line of scrimmage a few times and just keeps the feet going and scoots out to the outside. Had a good stiff arm one time and knocked a guy down and got the football out here and had an extremely hard run. But, it's been enjoyable and nice to see both teams just getting after it again tonight.
They are certainly doing that, and we've had a lot of action. Kearney Catholic hits the late field goal with Solomon Weens from 28 yards out, and it is 24-21. Kearney Catholic with the lead. We'll step away for a moment and come back with our Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Five Points Bank has been your hometown bank for over 40 years, and now you can take us wherever you go. Mobile Deposit allows you to deposit checks from your smartphone or tablet with our free business banking app. And never pay for an ATM charge again with our MoneyPass app. It maps out ATMs near you that won't charge a fee because of its partnership with Five Points Bank. We're here to serve you in person and online, and that's why we're the better bank.
Time. It's the eternal measure for growers everywhere, influencing the ebbs and flows of every season. Through it all, Nutrien Ag Solutions stands with you, offering agronomic power, local expertise, and access to solutions to help you lead the field. Because the time to act is right now. Find your local crop consultant at NutrienAgSolutions.com.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Experience matters. ENT Physicians and Family Hearing Center of Kearney has physicians who are devoted to the medical and surgical treatment of ear, nose, throat, head and neck disorders in adults and children, providing the community with otolaryngology and audiology services since 1994. With our main office located in Kearney and 6 satellite locations located throughout central Nebraska, we provide the highest quality care. See Dr. Conley, Dr. Blake, or Dr. Johnson at Kearney ENT and see why Experience matters to us, specializing in you.
And welcome back to our Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Kearney Catholic has a lead here, 24-21 at halftime. We've got some kind of hidden numbers worth pointing out. A nice interception return for Gibbon that set them up at first and goal. That's not in our statistics. The 82-yard kickoff return for Kearney Catholic for a touchdown by Isaiah Gaunt. Those won't be in the statistics, but let's give you our halftime numbers that we do have for you unofficially. Gibbon running the football. Kate Dorzinski was sacked one time for a negative 8 yards. Isaac Tamayo, one carry for 4 yards. Keanu Betancourt had 7 carries for 14 yards. Creighton Rockefeller had 6 carries for 75 yards. He had 41 of those on one carry. And David Molina, 1 carry for 1 yard. So unofficially, 16 rushes for 86 yards here for Gibbon. In the air, they've had some success. They're 2 for 2 in the air. Each time someone's caught a ball, it's been Tyler Wiseman, and each time he's handed it back to the official in the end zone, as Wiseman has 2 catches for 82 yards. One of those came from Kate Dorzinski on an 18-yard touchdown strike, and also that first play from scrimmage where Tamayo was able to connect with Wiseman on a 64-yard touchdown. And so again, 64 yards for Tamayo. Another 18 here for Dorzinski. Wiseman, 2 catches, 82 yards, 2 touchdowns. So now he has 3 on the season. So going out with a bang, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, he's been open on those things. That one I really liked was the one down here on this end when they kind of faked the handoff, faked the out, and then he's going right down the middle, and he just hit him perfectly.
Yeah,
out of that.
And he ran a nice route there,
yep,
as well. Kearney Catholic in the air, they've been no slouch either. Haven't put it up a lot. They are 5 out of 8 throwing the football for 50 yards for Dominic Nowak. One of those was an interception, and another one, you know, was a touchdown as well. Carson Murphy has a couple of catches for 14 yards. Landon DeDeal, 2 catches for 25 yards. Tyson Rediger, 1 catch for 11 yards. For Kearney Catholic, they're doing the damage on the ground. Tyson Rediger leading the way. He's carried the ball 18 times for 166 yards here in the game. Dominic Nowak has 4 carries now for 17 yards. Noel Trevino has 6 carries for 35 yards. Kearney Catholic running the football, 28 carries for 218 yards, throwing another 50 yards in the air, so that's 268 yards of total offense. Gibbon, as we mentioned, 168 yards all told here in the game, 82 of those coming in the air, 86 on the ground. So statistically, the advantage is Kearney Catholic, but on the scoreboard, it's a pretty close game, 24-21. The difference here is a Solomon Weens 28-yard field goal in the final play of the first half.
Yep, and it was. You know, they got the sack when they needed it, did Kearney Catholic, got the punt and got a decent return out of that, taking it straight up there, getting the football at the 38 with 50 seconds to go, and they just moved it down and got in a field goal position. Carson Murphy did a good job on the hold on that, a little bit high snap, and he got it down. And Weems does a good job of getting the football into the air.
So we're going to step away for a moment. When we come back, we'll check some scores from around the area. We'll do that when we continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Stars lead here in Gibbon by a score of 24-21. Continue with more of the halftime after this.
Does your business need help financing new construction equipment, trucks, or trailers? Or do you need financing for a new motorhome, fifth wheel, or ATV? Currency is here to help. Just fill out an application, and Currency Finance will find a lender offering the best rates and terms. Visit GoCurrency.com for details. Offers may vary and arranged by Express Tech Financing, LLC, DBA, Currency pursuant to CFL license 60DB0-54873.
Looking for a quality but still affordable vehicle during this Wild West used car market? Many of our customers have found peace of mind through our great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicles, each of them going through a 172-point inspection and reconditioning process by factory-trained technicians. Add to that a free Carfax report along with a nationwide warranty that's backed by over 100 years of experience from the Big Blue Oval. Experience the difference right here at home and join our family at Hastings Ford Lincoln.
Now powering the Nebraska trenches, tender, juicy, and delicious certified Piedmontese beef. Raised throughout central and western Nebraska, healthy Italian heritage Piedmontese beef is known for being the taste of real beef. Whether you're barbecuing for friends and family or gifting across the country, certified Piedmontese beef will delight and impress for any occasion. Shop local. Shop Nebraska. Shop online at cpbeef.com. Be powered by Piedmontese. Certified Piedmontese beef, real Nebraska beef.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me?
Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Carney Towing and Repair.
Absolutely phenomenally nice night for football. This is the Flag Football League here in Gibbon, putting on a little demonstration here at halftime. The kids running around in T-shirts and shorts, and none of them are cold.
Right.
Gotta love that.
Yep.
Absolutely. Let's give you updated on what some scores are from around the area, and we'll begin here in Class A, where right now Kearney High is having their way with Norfolk 24-3. That game's at halftime. Grand Island with a 31-3 lead over Omaha Northwest. They're also at the break. In Class B, Hastings is trailing Gehring 7-0. As we mentioned, that's at halftime. In the second quarter, at last report, York with a 14-0 lead over Grand Island Northwest. In Class C1, a game from yesterday, Boone Central handled St. Paul 48-0. That's the final. Adams Central with a 54-7 win over Fairbury. That appears to be a final at halftime. If it's not a final, it's kind of a final.
Yeah.
Anyway, 54-7. At halftime, Aurora has a lead in Central City, 28-14. Gothenburg is shutting out Broken Bow, 13-0 at halftime. In the fourth quarter, McCook leading Shadron, 48-28. Minden with a 28-0 lead over Cozad. That's at halftime. In the second quarter, it's Holdridge leading in Ogallala, 24-8. That's an old Southwest Conference rivalry. From yesterday, Centura lost to Ord, 43-16. Fillmore Central with a 55-12 win over Wood River. In the second quarter, Amherst is leading Hershey 7-0. That game's out west in Hershey. Probably a little bit later start there for the Mountain Time Zone. Grand Island Central Catholic leads at Battle Creek, 28-14. That game's at halftime. St. Cecilia is leading Donovan Trumbull at last report at halftime, only 7-0. A final from earlier, it was Sumner Eddyville Miller over Shelton in six-man action, 54-27, and Wilcox Hildreth with a 28-16 lead over Harvard. And that is your scoreboard report. Don't forget that the Friday night scoreboard show, brought to you by Rutz Heating and Air and Rivals Bar and Grill, coming up around 10 o'clock here on The Vibe, 98.9 FM in Kearney and in Gibbon. Glad you could join us here for coverage of high school football. Let's give you our scoring summary from this game. The opening drive taken by Kearney Catholic, 11 plays just right down the middle. Tyson Redinger capped it off with a 2-yard run. That made it 7-0. And then the very first play from scrimmage, Isaac Tamayo hit Tyler Wiseman on a 64-yard halfback pass. Extra point was good by Tamayo, and we were tied at 7. And then Creighton Rockefeller was able to turn in a turnover and cash in from 4 yards out. That made it 14-0. A great run there by Rockefeller. Just moved the whole pile. Into the end zone with him. Isaiah Gaunt then took the ensuing kickoff back 82 yards, and we were tied at 14 with 47 seconds to go in the first quarter. And then Gibbon, very early on, another big play. Cade Dorzinski hit Wiseman this time from 18 yards out. That made it 21-0. And then Kearney Catholic, a little bit later, Noel Trevino was able to capitalize on a long drive by the Stars, 1 yard out. That made it 21-all. And then Kearney Catholic got the ball back, used their timeouts, and got out of bounds with 1.2 seconds.
Yep.
That allowed Solomon Weens to hit a 28-yard field goal. And that's where we're at right now. 24-21 is our halftime score. We'll continue with more of our Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report when we return to Gibbon. Again, the Stars are on top by a field goal, 24-21. We're back right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how Family Physical Therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River.
Hi, this is Stacy from Builders in Kearney and Grand Island. Get expert advice from certified specialists at Builders. Whether you are ready to remodel or start building, Builders offers a high-quality products and product knowledge with styles and features you will love and that fit your budget. Builders is a proud supporter of all Central Nebraska high school sports. Good luck, area athletes.
The Clipper is happy to sponsor our local teams on the radio. Consider subscribing to The Clipper. For print delivery, eClipper email to you where you are. Local news from Gibbon, Shelton, Wood River, and Caro, and everywhere in between. We give you positive stories from school activities to local events. Check us out on the web or like us on Facebook. Who knows? You might find yourself in our picture gallery. Go to clipperpubco.com. We don't show dangerous stunts or crazy cats, but we will keep you informed about our towns and our people.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical, your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives, 627-1064.
Your local Pioneer team is with you from the word go during harvest season and every season. They have the latest performance data to help select the right corn products for each of your acres next year. Results start with industry-leading genetics, but it all comes down to conducting thousands of local on-farm trials to uncover more insights and maximize yields. When it's go time, work with your local Pioneer team to make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn products. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
See Impact Seed.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
Welcome back here to Gibbon, as it's been a back-and-forth affair here between the Buffaloes and Kearney Catholic. At halftime, Kearney Catholic with a 24-21 lead. Randy Bushcutter, Don Lease, I guess we can talk a little cross-country. This is the last time I really get to do this with you since you're retiring as the head coach of the cross-country team at Kearney Catholic. You said the girls ran pretty well tonight, really.
Yeah, they did. You know, it's what's hard is when you've been, you know, kind of – training these last couple weeks, you know, for, you know, 50 to 55 degree weather that went, you know, when school's out and stuff, and then all of a sudden it's a 78, which is great for spectators. But, you know, the kids, you know, about the 2 mile mark, they came by me and I'm going, hey, you're looking good, keep it up. And they're like, you know, when they got done, I talked to them and they said, yeah, that last half mile, Mr. Lease, that was tough and stuff. And it was, you could see even the, you know, kid that from Hardington, about that last quarter of a mile, he was just, you know, struggling at 14:50. But, you know, anyway, but, you know, he wanted to get in. And his goal was to get it to, you know, about 14:40, 14:45 was his goal. And I think he ran a 14:58 or 56 or something like that today. But, you know, when he came by me about the 2 mile mark there, he was just booking it, man. And then you're going, okay, where's the other? And about a minute later, here came out the other people. But yeah, it was a good day to run today. And the kids did a great job. They left it out there. You could see that they were exhausted when they came across the line and stuff, and that's what you want to see.
And you said that this was, even in spite of the heat, some of their best times of the year.
Yep, it was, you know, and that's what you want to do, you know, at the end of the year, you know, especially last week at districts and stuff, with that wind and everything, and our kids ran extremely hard, you know, to get to that, you know, next, you know, to get to state. It was going to be between us and Adams Central, and some things happened right down the last 400 yards with some things. You know, one of the girls got passed by, you know, for Adams Central, and then we passed a couple, and then we end up winning by about 4 points, though. But if it stayed the same, because Jonathan, Nicola, and I were sitting there about the 400 yards going, oh, man, this is going to be tough, you know, and stuff. And some things happened we couldn't see because they kind of go around a bend and stuff. We couldn't see the things happening. And then, you know, as we got to, you know, towards the finish line, some people go, yeah, that person passed them, and then our girls passed these two. So then we're like, okay, now it's going to be awful. I think we're going to have
break
it.
Out yep. the map. Yeah, let's, yep. let's start ending it up here.
So that was fun.
So your last hurrah. Yep. Congratulations on retirement. Still going to stick around and teach at Kearney Catholic.
Yep.
But
yep.
So where do you think the program is going to head from here?
Oh, it's you know, all of our girls that ran today were all freshmen or sophomores and stuff. So it's got some good talent there, and our boys ran really, really well at districts and stuff. And we had one senior boy run, Sam Luther, who really improved his time this year. And so didn't all of our boys from last year to this year, did a great job. So, there's a lot of kids that, we had 10 boys and 10 girls out, and we only had a total of 2 seniors out on the squad. So there's a lot of people coming back and stuff. And, I told them, I'll still be driving the bus to the meets and stuff like that. So I'll still be around to cheer you on and everything. So, but yeah, it was good to see these kids, improve from, the first meet to the end of the year.
So now you're just going to make it to your workout, your after school workout, just
yep.
a little quicker.
That's right. Exactly right. Yep. So,
well, here we are at halftime, 20, and congratulations on
a
long run as coaching in all sorts of different sports at Kearney. What sport haven't you coached at Kearney?
Well, the newer ones, I have not. But
tennis or soccer.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, I've done some tennis at the beginning of the year or my season because Mr. Torson's like, hey, Don, we don't have a sponsor. Would you want to go with them and stuff? And I said, I don't know nothing about. He goes, you don't have to know nothing about tennis. You just need to be there. And I said, I'll do that.
I'm qualified to know nothing.
So,
well, congratulations.
Hey, thank you. Yep.
Been a great attribute. And enjoy you doing this. You've been doing this for years here on the radio station. Always glad to have you along with us. We're all set and ready to get this one underway here in the second half, 24-21. And I guess it's appropriate. Last play of the first half was a scoring play. So first play of the second half, Kearney Catholic going to be kicking off here to Gibbon. So the Buffaloes will get their hands back on the football here, trailing at 24-21. Solomon Weens comes up, and he puts the foot in the ball, and is going to be picked up at about the 8-yard line. And they're looking for a little room to run, and they'll go right up the middle. Nice return so far here for Betancourt, and he lost the football. It comes out, and Kearney Catholic looks like they got it, and they do. Pouncing on the pig is going to be number 35, Keaton Wemhoff, and the freshman will set Kearney Catholic up in good field position here. First turnover of the game here for Gibbon.
Yep, as he tried to make that cut back, Randy, a guy for Kearney Catholic, I couldn't see the number for Kearney Catholic, reached right in there and got his elbow right on the football there and kind of yanked that, and then there went the football out, and Keaton Wemhoff saw it and pounced right on it for Kearney Catholic.
Similar to how the fumble for Kearney Catholic happened,
yep.
A hand on the football instead of a helmet. This time they're going to hand the ball right up the middle here for Redinger. Redinger makes a man miss, bounces out to the outside. That linebacker is able to hold on for dear life at about the 26-yard line. Otherwise, that was going to be a big play. That's Betancourt who makes the tackle there, and there wasn't anybody backing him up.
Nope.
And that's still going to be a nice little gain of about 12 on the play, but could have been a whole lot more here for the Stars.
Yep, good cut back on that last play there for Tyson. He went right up the middle and cut back and went to the outside, made a guy miss.
First and 10 here from the 26, handoff again. This time he kind of dances around looking for some place to go. It is Redinger, and he'll be stopped short of the 20-yard line. But again, you unstack it. That's a gain of 5.
Right, yeah. And he wanted to kind of bounce it to the outside. There was a guy right there, so he just kind of tucked it up and just got what he could out of that. And good line surge for Kearney Catholic. Gain of 5 here for Tyson.
So another 17 yards so far here in the second half here for Redinger. So he's got 183 yards rushing. Career high here, and they'll hand off to him, and he'll go right up the middle. And again, a nice little line surge, enough for a first down. He's going to be just short of the 10-yard line. That's going to be another 10-yard gain.
Yep, and you could just see the line, as we're watching from up here, Randy, the line just pushing everything, and Tyson was just watching him going right through there, and then at the end just kind of dove his head. It's going to be another gain of 10, like you said, down here about the 11-yard line.
So it'll be first and 10 from the 11 here for Kearney Catholic. They already lead it 24-21 and couldn't have had a better start to the second half with that fumbled kickoff. Hand off here for Redinger. He runs through one would-be tackler, but then he reaches back and holds on for dear life. That's going to be a gain of only a couple of yards. Good job there. It looked like he was going to be able to make his way past Samuelson, but yep. Samuelson be able to reach out with that left arm yep. and hold on well enough that he reeled him down, a gain of only two for Redinger.
Yeah, he did, Randy, because he wanted to go right up the middle. He kind of bounces to the outside. Brady Samuelson did a great job out here on this outside to hold him to a two-yard gain.
That was some time in the weight room right there. He'll yep. be able to hold Redinger to only 2 yards. Yeah, Redinger will be to the left of his quarterback, Nowak. A handoff right up the middle, big seam. He's driving toward the goal line. He's going to be down at the one. That looks like enough for a first down. That'll be a good 8.5-yard gain here for Redinger. Redinger is over 200 yards running on the night, I believe, yep. looking at my numbers here. And they'll have it now first and goal from the one.
Yep. Yep, just a nice hard run out of that. He followed his blockers. They got a great line surge on the left side here, did Kearney Catholic.
All the yards in this drive have come from number 18, and here he'll dive for that touchdown. He reaches in there, and he's going to be short.
Yeah.
He lunged out with that ball, and sometimes you worry about the fumble there. He was hit, yep. and that's going to be no gain on the play, but he was diving out there, still securing the football. It wasn't one of those reach it out right. at the yep. end of the football. And so we'll put no gain on this play.
I think that was Rockefeller that blitzed in there from his linebacker position, Randy, out of that. Got knifed through there and was able to bring down Redinger for no gain on the play.
Well, it doesn't matter if he's got the ball or not. You've been hit by Rockefeller. You've been hit. Another
yeah.
handoff here to Redinger. This time there's line surge.
Yep.
This time it's a touchdown.
Yep, just
Tyson Redinger right up the middle for the
yeah.
touchdown.
And then, like you said, Randy, he just followed. The guy got right up underneath there and just followed him, pushing the line right into the end zone out of there. So nice job by the line this drive here. Nice runs by Tyson. And going to line up here for the extra point is Kearney Catholic.
So each team are able to capitalize on the turnovers that they were given by their opponents.
Yep.
And Kearney Catholic now has their largest lead of the game. They now lead it 30-21 with 9:14 to go here in the third quarter. Weens will hit the field goal at the end of the first half. We'll try the extra point here. That time the snap is a little bit better, and the result is just the same. The extra point is good, and the Stars now have a 31-21 lead here in Gibbon. And we'll step away for a moment, be back with the kickoff right after this.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how Family Physical Therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes, in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River.
Well, 17 straight points here for Kearney Catholic, and they have now a 10-point lead here at 31-21, 9:14 to go after that 5 points bank touchdown by Redinger. And now Weens with the kickoff here from the 40-yard line. And this is going to be picked up at about the 5-yard line as they'll come right up the middle. And a nice little seam. Breaking one tackle and getting out to near midfield. Again, there just wasn't any juking whatsoever, just going right up the middle. And a nice run there by Tamayo. And nothing fancy about what Tamayo did there, but he just like, okay, close in on me.
Right.
As I don't think he moved more than 3 feet from the line straight up the field.
Yep, he got it, like you said, Randy, and just took off straight up the field. The guys up front did a good job of kind of opening up a little bit of gap, and he just took right down through there and got the football here to about the 47, 48-yard line for Gibbon.
That was a great return by Tamayo. That's exactly where he should have gone. Drzezinski's under center. They run a little cross buck, and that hard running by Rockefeller will bring it across the 50-yard line. line down to about the 48. So that'll be a gain of four as 48 goes from the 48 to the 48. 48,
yep, and he did a good job. Like you said, it was a hard run. He got hit right around the 50-yard line, kind of just bowled over a couple of guys and just fell forward and picks up another couple yards out of that. But he just runs the football extremely hard.
Yeah, and again, we talk about running behind your shoulder pads.
Yeah.
That is exactly
yep.
what happens. If you're trying to get to him and get to his legs, he's going to put the top of his shoulder pads right in your stomach. And they're going to pitch the ball back out here for Betancourt. Betancourt going to be hit, and he's going to gain maybe just a short little gain. Flying through there is Pete Holman, as Holman was able to slip through a couple of would-be blockers
yep.
and find an angle to get to the running back, and there's almost no gain at all there for Betancourt.
Yep, and then Gibbon did a good job, you know, kind of doubling down on Garrett O'Hare on that time on that play. And Pete Holman was the one that got to be able to go free out of that, and he came right up in there out of his safety position out of there and hold him to no gain out of the play.
I think they pulled a lineman there.
Yep.
Adil was able to eat him up. So everybody did their job there, and it's going to set up now third and six here. Dorzynski will hand the ball to Betancourt. Betancourt has to cut back in, and Kearney Catholic's going to close that hole. But there is a flag down that came about when the tackle was being made. I'm not saying that's what the call is going to be on, but they throw down the flag as he gets to the 45-yard line. Be a gain of three if it stays, and we got a personal foul, and that's going to be a face mask, and that's going to be on the defense, and that's going to move the sticks here.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Usually that's on the defense when
right,
you see that flag coming out as they're making the tackle.
Yep. Yep. So this will move the sticks here for Gibbon. You know, Kearney Catholic had a good, you know, good job as far as their defense was going. And just must have reached up in there and got the face mask out of it. So it'll be bringing up here at about the 30-yard line for Gibbon.
Yep. Good experienced crew that we've got tonight.
Yep.
Haven't really noticed them, so that must mean that they're doing a pretty good job.
Yep, exactly right, Randy. You know, they've let them play out here and had called the things that they really needed to call and stuff, and they've done a really good job of keeping the flow of the football game going.
Yeah, all three teams are playing well tonight. 31-21 is our score. Drzezinski's going to pitch the ball out real quick, and there's not much room to run there for Rockefeller.
Well, that time I think, out of his linebacker position, Eli, I think he was in there on the play. I believe it was number 68 for Kearney Catholic. Eli Ault did a good job of coming in there and making the tackle out of his linebacker position.
Gain of half yard or so. We're going to call it second and nine. Clock moving here with 7:06 to go. Third quarter. Stars with 17 straight points. Lead at 31-21 here in Gibbon. They'll go with that Maryland eye. Will the Buffaloes. A little counter action here. And they'll hand the ball off to one of the biggins. And coming on that left side is going to be Samuelson. And big number 83 is going to be brought down inside the 30-yard line, close to the 25. So that'll be a gain of about four here for Samuelson, his 22nd carry of the season. And you don't see number 83 having 22 carries very
right.
often. But Samuelson has done that this season.
And a good job, you know, kind of, you know, little misdirection out of that play and stuff, getting outside the out of the end on there. And picking up some yardage here for Gibbon here, down to the 25.
Well, you give that offside tight end the football, and
right.
you've got the Maryland eye. That means you got a lot of lead blockers out there.
Yep.
It's going to be third and five. And, again, they'll go with that offset eye here. Hand off on the right side, and Kearney Catholic's going to stand up Rockefeller. As Rockefeller gains a couple of yards, it's going to set up now fourth down and a good 3 yards here.
Yep. Tried to go to that right side of Gibbons, left side of Kearney Catholic's defense out of there. And they did a good job, you know, Noel Tavrino in there and on the linebacker position. And I believe Pete Holman came up from his safety position coming out in there also to kind of get up there and help out on the tackle.
Well, again, down by 10, 0-8 on the season.
Yep.
Yeah, you're going to
yep.
go for it here,
yep.
especially with the ball being at about the 22-yard line. Too long to try a Tamayo field goal. And they're going to put Dorzynski in under center. Wing backs to that left side, and they're going to come with the counter. Cut back to the inside here. Looks like they got enough for the first down. And still driving to make sure it happens. They'll get all the way out to the 15-yard line. That is good hard running there by Tamayo.
Yep. A little counter action out of that. Coming to the right side out of there. And got a good block. Got a good, you know, wall out of that. And He did a good job of running the football right behind those guys and picks up the first down here at the 15-yard line.
Gain of about 8 on the play, 7 or 8. We're going to give him credit for 8 because that's just how hard he ran.
That's right.
He'll be first and 10 from the 15-yard line. And again, Dorzynski will be in under center. Two fullbacks going. They'll hand off to the second one coming through on kind of a cross buck. And not much room to run there at all there for Rockefeller.
No.
That was Carney Catholic stuffed him back for a short loss.
Yep, that was shut down right up front out of that situation there, Randy. And then the linebackers were able to get in there and make the tackle out of that.
Don't forget, after our game, we'll have a chance to talk with both head coaches, Steve Yockey for Gibbon, as well as Rashawn Harvey for Carney Catholic. And well, you've got a long way to go to see who's going to be in a good mood. 31-21, both of them are pleasant guys.
Right,
it's,
yep.
They're going to be in a better mood.
Yep.
Second and 11 here from about the 16-yard line. Big set of three plays here as they go with that Maryland eye. And they'll hand off to the last guy coming through. That's going to be Betancourt. And Betancourt is going to be hit in the backfield, somehow making his way into the backfield untouched is Garrett O'Hare. O'Hare will make the tackle, and there will be a loss of about 1 yard on the play.
Yep. Garrett did a good job, you know, getting, you know, kind of holding and get people up and then got rid of his guy as he tried to get through there. Did a great job of getting rid of everybody and making that tackle. He's done that a couple of times tonight as Garrett O'Hare.
So it'll be third and about 12. I'm just going to point out that right now Gibbon is 2 for 2 throwing the football with 2 touchdowns.
Yep.
And both of those throws were reeled in by Tyler Wiseman. We'll see what they do here on third and 12 from the 17. And I think we've got some confusion. I don't think they had their allotment of 11 guys on the field.
Yep.
So Gibbon is forced to call a timeout. Gibbon calls timeout, third and 12 from the 17. They trail it 31-21 with 3:26 to go here in the third quarter. And we'll be back with the third down right after this.
The Clipper's happy to sponsor our local teams on the radio. You can also read about this event and all other accomplishments on our Gibbon, Wood River, Shelton, and Centura students in the Clipper. We are proud of our schools and help celebrate success in the pages of the Clipper every week. Subscribe to the Clipper today. Visit clipperpubco.com. Like, follow, and share us on Facebook. We give away free picture downloads from our gallery. Our towns, our people. If keeping up with real life news and events in the heart of the Tri-Cities is important to you, consider subscribing to the Clipper.
We want to say congratulations to our athletes of the month, including Caleb Polk from Wood River football and Drew Niemock of Shelton volleyball. The ESPN Tri-City September's Athletes of the Month are brought to you by our good friends at B&B Carpet in Donovan. You can see this month's winners plus all of our past winners by visiting the Athlete of the Month tab at newschannelnebraska.com. So what do they got planned here on third and 12 from the 17? Gibbon steps in under center. And looking to throw here is going to be Dorzynski. A lot of pressure. He throws the screen on this right side. Pass is going to be complete. They've got a wall set up. And diving across the 10-yard line is going to be the receiver as he was able to run out on that right side. Need to have him pull his jersey down so I can see who that is. I think that's Rockefeller. Yeah, Rockefeller
was, yeah,
with the reception. And that's going to be a nice gain of about 8 on the play. And that is going to set up now fourth and manageable here. They need to get about 4 yards.
Yep, good play call coming in there hard. They're going to go for the field goal.
They're going to kick it here.
Yep.
Okay, down by 10.
Right, yep.
You got a good kicker. He's hit three-quarters of his extra points on the season. This is about extra point depth here for Tamayo. High snap, and so Tamayo picks it up. He's going to throw the football on this left side. It's on the bounce, and that's going to be a forward pass that's ruled incomplete. So the high snap on the field goal attempt will negate even the opportunity here for Tamayo. And Tamayo with a little scramble drill trying to throw it back to his holder.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a turnover on downs here for Gibbon and a missed opportunity. The Stars still on top here by a couple of scores at 31-21.
Yep, and a good drive by Gibbon, you know, getting the football down here. Set up by that last little screen play, you know, to get it here a fourth and about 3 and 4 yards. And then they decide to go for the field goal out of that little high snap out of it. you know, got the fire drill going. He tried to get it back over there to that side, got it incompleted. But Kearney Catholic will start here about the 8-yard line.
That was going to be their first field goal attempt of the season. As it is, Kearney Catholic will get the ball back at the 8-yard line, and they'll start the drive by handing it right up the middle here. And Redinger breaks one tackle and is going to be horse collared, not the tackle, but he'll be tied up as he gets about to the 22-yard line. Gave the wrong impression that there was a penalty there. Gain of 14 as he was hogtied.
Yeah,
that's really what
go.
I was looking for.
Yep, and he just followed his guy, broke loose, got out there. Nice run by Tyson on first down. That's exactly what Kearney Catholic needed to get him out of that hole area.
He was 26th carry of the night, well over 200 yards. And another handoff, this time to Trevino on that right side. And Trevino is going to have some success. He'll get out for a goal gain of 11 here for Noel Trevino.
Yep. And just trying to go, you know, go hurry up and get the football out there. Yeah, they did a good job getting that ball to Noel. And he goes right up the middle and bounces it to the outside, picks up another first down here for Kearney Catholic.
Gann and David will be split out wide to the left here. Trevino will stay in at running back next to his quarterback, Nowak. And they'll put a man in motion and set up in the slot here. That's Cale Crone. So there's two wide receivers on this left side. Running back's going to move to the right of Nowak, and they'll run a little counter play with him, and Trevino is going to get back the line of scrimmage, slip through there, and maybe gain about 3 yards. Didn't look like a whole lot, but still,
yeah,
gain of 3.
Right, yep. You know, just coming back to that, you know, kind of, you know, planting his foot and coming back to this left side. Out of that, got a pretty good line surge out of it. Didn't look like there was going to be much, but by the time they unstack it, you know, gains 3 yards.
Gibbon needs to find something to hang their hat on and get some of that momentum back. They played with such energy tonight, but they're starting to get wore down. Run right up the middle for Trevino, and the tackle is going to be made by pulling him over the top of the tackler, and as a result, that's going to be a gain of about 8 on the play, and Noel Trevino will get another first down here for Kearney Catholic. And again, it's just harder work playing defense.
Right.
You absorb the blows instead of delivering the blows.
Yep.
And I realize a lot of these guys play both sides.
Ways.
But
yep.
You get wore out a lot more on defense than you do on offense.
Right.
And I think that's happening to Gibbon here just a little bit. Trevino, another handoff right up the middle. And he'll slip through. And he'll be just short of midfield. He'll gain about 3 on the play. And it's going to set up now 2nd and 7.
And he comes up a limping just a little bit on that. But yeah.
Yep. Just that little limp is like, okay, you get back out there, Redinger.
Yep. Now Redinger comes back out. But good 1-2 punch out of those two guys right there, Trevino and Redinger, getting the football. And then great job up front for Kearney Catholic opening those holes.
It's so nice when you can keep fresh legs out there.
Yep, exactly.
So gain of about 4. We'll call this 2nd and 6. Looks like Gibbon is they're bluffing. Now they come with a run blitz and a run right up the middle. Redinger is fighting for extra yards. They're starting to strip at the football here. He's going to be short of the first down, and so gain about 5 on the play, and it's going to set up now 3rd and a long 1.
Just good hard run. You know, follow your lineman up there, and I think this is going to be about the last play, yep, of the quarter here.
Yep, that's going to do it. That'll end 3 quarters of football. Kearney Catholic with 17 straight points. They have now a 31-21 lead here in Gibbon. We'll step away for a moment, and Kearney Catholic will have it 3rd and 1 from the 46, already up by 10. We'll be back right after this.
Looking for your next vehicle? With the ongoing inventory shortage and unpredictable markets, look to your local family-owned dealership at Hastings Ford Lincoln for guidance and reassurance. We're the same dealership that made a bold commitment to not sell any of our new vehicles over MSRP when prices started to rise over 3 years ago, a commitment which we proudly continue to honor still to this day. Many things may have changed since then, but rest assured that our values and commitments have not. Join our family at Hastings Ford Lincoln.
Downey Drilling in Lexington is a proud supporter of all the area athletes. Downey Drilling designs and installs complete water well systems for all your water well needs. We drill wells for agriculture, municipal, commercial, domestic, residential, and geothermal loop fields. From the well drilling to the pump installation and service, Downey Drilling Incorporated is your complete water well provider that takes pride in providing outstanding service to all its customers. Online at DowneyDrilling.com.
Well, one stat we do not have is time of possession, but unquestionably, Kearney Catholic would have the edge in that, in part because some of the scoring drives for Gibbon were one-play drives. But they're starting to get wore down. Here is Gibbon. Third and one. Redinger right up the middle, and he's going to have more than enough for the first down. It's a long one, and he gains about four on the play. That'll move the sticks again here for Kearney Catholic, who have, according to my calculations, about 19 first downs.
Yep, just moving the football, and that's exactly everything's kind of downhill right here for Kearney Catholic, just getting behind those pads and going straight ahead is Trevino and Redinger for Kearney Catholic.
And it's still Redinger out there right now. It'll be to the left of Nowak, who has not thrown the ball a whole lot. Lowe comes across in motion. Handoff right up the middle, and Lowe will act as a lead blocker. And across the 40-yard line, down to about the 38. So that'll be a nice 5-yard gain on first down.
Yep, and like you said, you know, Jacob Lowe going in motion, and he does the kick-out block on the defensive end out of that, and then they're able to run right on that left side out of that kick-out block and pick up another 5-6 yards on the play.
Lined up on a slot on that left side is going to be Gunnar DeMilt, who made the start defensively here because of some injuries. And he'll line up in the slot on that left side. Handoff here to Redinger. Redinger right up the middle. That time Gibbon met them at the line of scrimmage. Nice job there defensively by Aiden Middlesward.
Yep. Aiden did a good job of getting rid of his guy and getting right in there to make that tackle out of there. You know, the Kearney Catholic's been doing a lot of just going right at you and stuff. And, this time Gibbon did a good job of bringing the blitz, and those guys up front did a good job for Gibbon.
Redinger's been a workhorse tonight. That's his 30th carry. This is his 31st. He'll go on that left side just right off tackle. He'll get out to about the 30-yard line. He'll be just short of a gain of 5, but it was third
enough,
and 3.
Yep, enough to move the first down markers. Just going to that left side out of it again. Redinger on this one pick up another first down here for Kearney Catholic.
We'll call it the 31-yard line. They're actually inside of that. We're inside of 10 minutes and 20 seconds to go here in the football game. Kearney Catholic on top here, 31-21. Gibbon did lead it 21-14 at one point. Redinger to the left of his quarterback, Nowak. They'll hand the ball to him. He'll come right up the middle and go 10 yards upfield without being touched. We'll run through one tackler, and he'll be brought down at about the 12-yard line. That's a gain of 19. And, again, just a huge hole for him to run through. And then he's just kind of got his head on a swivel going, okay, where's the path of least resistance?
Yep, and right off the bat, you know, he picks up a big hole, and then, like you said, he's on the heads on the swivel trying to pick up whatever else he needs to go.
First and 10 from the 12, right up the middle. He'll find a little seam, and he'll scoot all the way into the end zone for a touchdown. Just went off tackle left wing and then found that he could go just straight ahead and get in from 12 yards out, and that will be another touchdown here for the senior, Tyson Redinger.
Yep, just planted that foot, and, you know, once he saw that opening there, and just planted that foot and took off out of there, and good job up front, because Quentin Hoagland got a good kick-out block, and they got their hat on the linebackers and able to just go right up the middle off that until a little bit to the left side was Tyson Redinger.
So that's going to be his third rushing touchdown of the night. Weens will put the ball up in the air. There is a flag down on the extra point. I haven't seen an indication of whether or not that went up, whether it was good or not.
Yeah.
It looked good, but I did not see the indication. Did they indicate and I missed it? I mean, it looked good, but the officials were making the penalty call. And so we'll unsort this here. And they're going to come over and talk with the Kearney Catholic staff on what they want to do. The kick is good. And they're going to give them the options for Kearney Catholic. I think they may have gone over the top of the long snapper, which is against the rules. We'll sort it all out. The extra point is good. 38-21 here, as it's a 24 straight points here for Kearney Catholic. 9:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. Stars will kick off to Gibbon when we return right after this.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
No one knows farming and ranching better than Farm Bureau. Our companies were founded more than 80 years ago to serve farmers and ranchers. Today, we're the number one ag insurer in our territory, delivering smarter insurance for agriculture. Contact me, Rick Smith, your Farm Bureau agent in Kearney. I can help you get customized, comprehensive coverage. Call 308-234-2222 and schedule your personalized on-site super check today.
Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agriculture Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBLO Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
So essentially, Gibbon jumped over the long snapper, which is still a violation even if you don't touch it. Kearney Catholic declined the penalty, so here we are, 38-21. Kearney Catholic is on top here with 9:40 to go. And a little bit of air is out of the balloon here for Gibbon, but expect him to play hard here. Short little pooch kick, and it's going to be picked up here by one of the tight ends. That's going to be, I think, Avlinka, who got the kickoff return. And, yeah, I got a big number here. I can run with the football. So right. Travis Olinka, the freshman, will have the kickoff return, and it'll be a short one. They were trying to catch the Buffaloes napping, and Havlinka was wide awake on that deal, and he'll bring the ball out to the 38-yard line.
Yep, and smart, just corralling the football and taking it straight up and doing what he can. Good field position here for Gibbon, though, starting at the 38-yard line.
I'm telling you, if I ever get my hands on the football, I don't care if my number was 63. I'm running with it.
Right.
Drozinski will step in under center. First and 10 here from the 38, and they're going to run a little counter on this left side, and no lead blockers that time for Rockefeller, and Rockefeller had nowhere to go. He's going to lose about 1 yard. The Kearney Catholic defense has really stepped up their game here in the second half.
Yeah, they have, Randy. The line up front and the linebackers have all come up, going right at things. You're right. They've done a good job of making a few adjustments or something and then going right at them.
If the coaching staff gave the Stars a defensive elixir, they bottle that and make some cash. Second and 10 here. Drozinski's going to lateral that out on this left side. Pass is going to be complete. That's Tomeo. Tomeo breaks one tackle, and he'll be thrown forward. He'll break another tackle, and he'll gain about 10 yards on the play. I've said it before. That kid is really good with the football.
Yep.
They just need to find some way to get his hands on it maybe a little bit more often.
Yep. Got him out there in space out of that. And Caleb O'Brien was right there, and then he got broke loose from him and picks up the first down here for Gibbon. But you, like you said, Randy, you can get that guy out in space. He does a good job with the football.
He gained about 10 on that play. And, again, they'll run some counters with him and all the other stuff. But Gibbon is kind of designed to be between the tackles kind of offense. A handoff here as they try to go between the tackles, and Rockefeller is going to be rocked down on a loss on the play. Grabbing his jersey and holding on for dear life was Hayden Crone.
Hayden Crone did a good job out there getting out, and getting a hold of him on the backside of his jersey on there, and was able to take him down.
I used to ride a horse that I couldn't control very well, and I was pulling on the reins just like he was pulling on the jersey there. Whoa! And he was able to bring him down. I could not do that.
Right.
I could not do that with that gelding. I could not. 38-21 our score here, 8:13 to go here, fourth quarter. Drozinski will be in under center. Man in motion, that's going to be Tomayo, and they'll hand off to him. And he'll go on that right side, cut in on that little jet sweep, and he'll bring it across the 50-yard line down to about the 49. So that's going to be a short little gain on the play, about a yard and a half here, as, again, they're trying to get Tomayo to have the opportunity to run with the football. That time he just couldn't get things on track. Couldn't fire the turbochargers just yet.
Yep, they kind of did a good job on that left side. Did Kearney Catholic of making him kind of cut in and stuff. And but he's a good one. When he gets the football, he would want to get him onto the outside and see if he can make some people miss. This time they did a good job. Did Kearney Catholic of turning him in though.
Third and 8 from midfield, just across midfield. Two fullbacks lined up shoulder to shoulder, and Drozinski looking to throw. The pass is going to be tipped and incomplete. Somebody got a hand on it right there at the line of scrimmage. It sailed over the top of the intended receiver for Wiseman. That almost looked like the one that was intercepted by Gibbon earlier when the ball sailed on Nowak earlier. That's going to set up now 4th and 8, and that's going to be the first incomplete pass thrown here by Gibbon in the game.
Yep, Tyner will get it in a –
a little bit of an in route out of that, like you said, Randy, and Kearney Catholic got their hands up, and I think it was Quentin Hoagland up front that got a hand on the football.
There, go for it, and again, Gibbons going to call a timeout. They call timeout just before they snapped it. 38-21 is our score. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians at Kearney. 7:23 to go here, fourth quarter. 4th and 8 from midfield for Gibbon. We come back after this.
Your local Pioneer team is with you from the word go during harvest season and every season. They have the latest performance data to help select the right corn products for each of your acres next year. Results start with industry-leading genetics, but it all comes down to conducting thousands of local on-farm trials to uncover more insights and maximize yields. When it's go time, work with your local Pioneer team to make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn products. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
See Impact Seed.
Want to say thanks to our sponsors, Currency. Currency makes financing quick, easy, and secure for heavy machinery, ag equipment, trucks, trailers, a whole lot more. Go to gocurrency.com for details. You're listening to The Vibe, 98.9 FM, KKPR in Kearney and Gibbon. And you can find us on thevibefm.com. And, again, you can find a lot of more information at ESPN Tri-Cities and go to the Nebraska News.com app and a whole lot more. Here they're going to go for it. 4th and 8. Dorzynski looks like a double pass, and the ball is going to be dropped on what should have been the first of two passes. They were trying to get the ball to Rockefeller. Rockefeller then was going to throw to Wiseman. Wiseman was double covered, and then he just didn't make the catch, and so you just got a fall on the football. And so they'll go back to where Rockefeller fell on the football, and that'll be a turnover on downs here for Gibbon.
Yep.
It's game number 9.
Right.
Just roll the dice.
Yep.
There's no sense keeping those plays
in
the playbook.
Yep.
And break them out, man.
Yep, exactly right, Randy. Yeah.
I think Kearney Catholic was kind of ready for some malfeasance
of
some sort.
They had deep on that route, too, and stuff, but yep.
So 1st and 10 from the 45. Kearney Catholic already operating in Buffalo territory, and looking to throw here is going to be Nowak, and he's got time to throw, and he'll deliver it on this left side. It's going to be incomplete. He missed his target, which he doesn't do very often.
Nope.
He was trying to connect with Carson Murphy.
Yep. Dragging across the middle was Carson Murphy. He had one guy or two guys on that left side going deep, and then Carson went on from right to left going across there, and just did not connect with each other on that route.
Great effort just get his hands on the ball.
Yep.
And usually if Carson Murphy gets hands on the ball, he'll reel it in.
Yep.
But he had to reach too far back on that one. So it's going to be 2nd and 10. And they're going to hand the ball off to Redinger. Redinger on that right side. He's going to be wrapped up here by Aiden Middleswart. Middleswart blew in from his linebacker position and was able to envelop the Kearney Catholic senior. That'll be a short gain on the play, and it's going to set up 3rd and long here for the Stars.
Yep, nice job by Aiden that time. Randy, he got rid of his guy, came up there, made the open field tackle on Tyson Redinger, did not allow him to get anything going on that play that time.
Again, Gibbon going to be, you hate to talk about next year already, but
right,
Gibbon's
but,
got a lot of young kids
yep.
coming back, including that sophomore linebacker we just talked about.
Yep.
Right now, there's with the injuries, they only have a couple of seniors that are seeing significant playing time.
Right, yeah.
So 3rd and 9 here, and a throw here by Nowak on this right side is going to be caught by O'Brien, and O'Brien will bring across the 40-yard line. And so it's going to set up 4th down here and about 4 for Kearney Catholic.
Yeah, just got it out here quick out here to Caleb O'Brien on this right side, and see if he can make a guy miss or two. But it's going to bring up 4th down here, maybe about 3.5 yards for Kearney Catholic. And they're shuttling some people in and out.
Too long to try the long field goal here,
yep.
Given the situation being up by 17. 6:15 to go here, 4th quarter. 4th and 4 from the 37. So they beg off of the 54-yard field goal here for Weans. Nowak has a running back to his left. Hard count. Almost got him off sides. He gets the snap. Looking to throw. And he's going to air the ball deep into the end zone. Looking for Isaiah Gaunt. And it's going to be incomplete. He came back for the football. The defender did not and did not turn his head. So when he came back for the football, that was maybe a little bit underthrown. That is going to be pass interference. Coverage really wasn't bad, but that is really good offensive wide receiver play to come back for the ball. If you don't battle for that ball, you're not going to get that call.
Right, yeah. If he just runs there and goes, I'm not going to catch it, you know, it's not going to be called. Nothing's going to be called out of that. But he, like you said, he battled back to try to catch the football. And the defender was right where with him, stride for stride down the field. But like you said, an underthrown ball like that, he did a good job of battling back, trying to come back for that football.
It's a 15-yard penalty. In high school, you do not get an automatic first down, but 15 yards will give the Stars a first down here.
Yep.
And they've got like 24 first downs on the night. And they'll have it now first and 10 from about the 23-yard line. Been a pretty clean game.
It has.
Have
it
not
really
been
has.
That many flags.
Yep.
Had a series on extra points that was a little goofy.
Yeah.
But kept jumping off signs.
Sides and stuff, yep.
It's like, all right, quit it. Get out of it. Get over here. So they'll run it here first and 10. Pitch out to Redinger. Redinger cuts back to the inside. Follows a nice little block. Has a lead blocker ahead of him. And he'll bring it inside the 5-yard line. Just really had a caravan leading him out on this left side. That was well designed, well blocked. And a gain of 18 on the play. And Tyson Redinger, have yourself a day.
Right, yep. He's having a great night tonight. You know, good job of running the option out of that. And getting it out there. And Tyson's able to take that. Go down that right side out of there, and first down, first and goal here for Kearney Catholic.
First and goal from the 5, and I think you're going to see a steady diet of handing that football off to number 13, Tyson Redinger. Wide out, wide right. Another one way wide left. A handoff to Redinger right up the middle, and he's going to be stopped short of the goal line, but just barely. He'll gain 4 on the play, and it'll set up now second and goal from the 1.
Yep, just going straight ahead. Got a little bit of a line third. I think it was Rockefeller that dove in there and got him at about the 1-yard line for Gibbon here.
So Tyson Redinger already with 3 touchdowns. And we'll see if the senior gets another call here as they'll be inside of 5 minutes to go in the football game when Kearney Catholic snaps the ball here in just a moment. Redinger will be to the left of Nowak. Handoff, no, they fake the handoff. Quarterback's going to keep it, and he'll get into the end zone. Touchdown.
Yeah.
So they collapsed on the running back, and Dominic Nowak keeps it, and he'll scoot in for 1 yard and the touchdown.
Yeah, then Dominic took the football to the left, and he goes, oh, yeah, you guys need this one. He had to throw it back out there on the field. So he was all excited to score the touchdown and took it to the sideline.
His first career.
Yep.
Rushing touchdown.
I think Jace Riffenraff's going to be in there.
Yeah, different kicker.
Yep.
Same holder, though.
Yep.
Carson Murphy's done a nice job. And the snap is down. Kick is up. And it is good.
Yep.
So extra point good here by Jace Riffenraff.
Yep.
And Kearney Catholic now has a 45-21 lead here with 4:51 to go here in the fourth quarter. Stars going to pick up win number 4 on the season. And they'll kick it off here to the Buffaloes when we return right after this.
Now powering the Nebraska trenches, tender, juicy, and delicious certified Piedmontese beef. Raised throughout central and western Nebraska, healthy Italian heritage Piedmontese beef is known for being the taste of real beef. Whether you're barbecuing for friends and family or gifting across the country, certified Piedmontese beef will delight and impress for any occasion. Shop local. Shop Nebraska. Shop online at cpbeef.com. Be powered by Piedmontese. Certified Piedmontese beef, real Nebraska beef.
South Central Diesel of Holdridge has over 100 years of diesel fuel injection experience and has been putting customer relationships first since 1971. They are factory authorized to repair all types of diesel fuel injection systems and have a full service drive-in repair facility to repair your diesel Ford, Chevy, or Dodge pickup. SCD's factory trained technicians are committed to providing the best service to their customers. Stop by 115 South East Avenue in Holdridge for all your diesel pickup repairs, pumps and injectors, diesel performance parts, and turbochargers. Or call them at 1-800-228-8482 to put them to work for you.
Well, 31 straight points here for Kearney Catholic. Solomon Weens comes back into the game to kick this one off, and he'll kick a high kick looking for an open area here. The ball hits around the 10-yard line, and the Buffaloes will pick it up. finally finding his handle is going to be Betancourt. But by the time he got the football, really wasn't much of a wall to run through there. So he'll be set down at about the 20-yard line.
Yep, like you said, once he got the football kind of corralled there, Randy, there was a couple of bounces and stuff, and he did a good job picking it up, but there was just nobody there. Kearney Catholic was down there getting the football out here about the 20-yard line here for Gibbon.
Well, both these two squads are going to check in their equipment on Monday. Kearney Catholic is probably going to have a few more smiles when they do that. But you see growth in Gibbon. You do with how things are going. They're going to finish the season without a win, but they are heading in the right direction, and they're a young football team. Hand off on that right side, and they're still battling out there as Betancourt fighting for extra yards, gains about 2 yards on the play.
Yeah, still running hard, going to that right side out of that. He got hit right away out of there, but he keeps the feet going and picks up a couple of positive yards out of the play, though.
Now, this is a program that's got a proud tradition. You know, 40 years ago, they were in the state championship game. And
Yep.
Here they've got it 2nd and 8 with 4:10 to go here in the football game. Nowak running a little counter play as he'll hand the ball off, and nice job by Tamayo. He'll bounce out to the outside. He'll get on this left side across the 50-yard line. He'll be pulled down at about the 43, so that'll be a nice little gain on the play. He's got 28, another 33. We'll call that about a 36-yard run here for Isaac Tamayo.
Yep. Got a good lead block out of that on the counter out of there, and did a great job following those guys, and then it was a foot race out of there, and Isaiah Gontwin was able to get him out of bounds. It was a nice run by Tamayo.
They're going to have a couple wingbacks on that right side. That's the direction that Rockefeller is going to run with the football, and he'll get stood up, and he's still fighting. Now he's going east and west, but he'll be pulled down just outside the 41-yard line. He'll gain only about 1 yard, but there was a lot of want-to on that run.
Right. Yep, he got hit right away on that right side, Randy, like you said, and he just kept his foot going and got stuff, and he bounced it out here to the left side, and he just kept driving and kept going after things. A good hard run by him, picked up about 1 yard on the play, but, man, he was just determined to try to breast something there.
And Tamayo will come out of the game here with 3 minutes and 8 seconds left. One thing we haven't talked about is, Gibbon and Kearney Catholic share a soccer team together.
Right, yep.
So a lot of these guys are going to know each other, and they'll make for some interesting conversations when that football season begins.
Right.
Run on this left side. Betancourt is going to be wrapped up there by Jace Riefenrath.
Yep, Jace did a good job coming in there, as a freshman, coming in there from his, safety position out of there. And, you got a big guy like Rockefeller coming at you. Jace did a good job of coming in there and making a low tackle, getting his legs and stuff, and making a tackle out of the play.
So 2.5 minutes to go here in the season for both of these two squads. Kearney Catholic on top, 45-21. Don't forget, coming up in about 45 minutes here at 10 o'clock, we'll have our Friday night scoreboard show brought to you by Rutz Heating and Air and Rivals Bar and Grill. 3rd and 4 here. Drzezinski hands off to Rockefeller. Rockefeller runs through one would-be tackler, brings the ball across the 30-yard line out to about the 27. That'll be a gain of 13. And, again, there's another indication that Gibbon is going to finish this game until we got triple zeros on the clock.
Exactly, Randy. Still battling out there. Rockefeller taking that football, got hit right at the line of scrimmage, kept going right through there, and he's just going hard out of it. Called timeout here for Kearney Catholic, though.
So the Stars call timeout with 1:51 to go here. They lead at 45-21. It'll be 1st and 10 for the Buffaloes from the 37. When we return to Gibbon right after this.
Experience matters. ENT Physicians and Family Hearing Center of Kearney has physicians who are devoted to the medical and surgical treatment of ear, nose, throat, head and neck disorders in adults and children, providing the community with otolaryngology and audiology services since 1994. With our main office located in Kearney and 6 satellite locations located throughout central Nebraska, we provide the highest quality care. See Dr. Conley, Dr. Blake, or Dr. Johnson at Kearney ENT and see why experience matters to us, specializing in you.
This is Bob from B&B Carpet and Donovan. So you've been thinking of new flooring but have no idea what you want or need. Let me introduce you to our family with over 50 years combined experience. Russ, Mandy, Donna, and my son Josh. please come in to see us at B&B and we will do our best to help you choose your new flooring. B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our customers say, that's where we always go.
Well, a traditional I formation here for Gibbon, and they're going to roll out and look into pass here is going to be Dorzynski. Dorzynski airs it out. A good ball caught in the end zone. Touchdown! Tamayo with a great pattern and an even better thrown ball by Dorzynski, and it's a 37-yard, 5 points bank touchdown.
Yep, because, you know, he was stride for stride with the defender out there. He did a great job of running an in-and-out route out of that. And I just had about a step on him. The football was laid out there just perfect. Nice catch there, and a score for Gibbon off that play.
Well, Tamayo threw one. Now he caught one. This one from 37 yards out. And that'll stop the point-scoring streak here for Kearney Catholic. They had scored 31 in a row. And now Tamayo will try to add the extra point here with a minute 43 to go. Snap is down. Kick is up. And nice job getting that ball up in the air. It is up. It is good by Tamayo. And it's 45-28 with a minute 43 to go here. So 103 seconds left here on 98.9 FM. You're listening to The Vibe. 45-28 is our score. As Gibbon cuts into the lead at Kearney Catholic, they'll kick the ball off. We get back right after this.
Family-owned and operated for 30 years, Holdridge Irrigation is here to help you with any of your irrigation needs. Our four locations can compete with any other irrigation company in sales and service. Holdridge, Lexington, Alden, and Ravenna all have incredible stores where you can get any rink you pivot part and talk to some amazing people. Stop by and meet the family anytime between 8 and 5, Monday through Friday. For more information, check us out at holdridgeirrigation.com or give us a call at 308-995-4000 to schedule an appointment for a quote on a new rink you pivot.
Buzz's Marine wants you to think about the most important time of all, family time. And what brings a family together better than boating? Nothing is better than cruising or fishing in a boat powered by a Yamaha outboard. They make fun dependable. This year, make it the best year ever with a visit to Buzz's Marine. They have the perfect boat and boating accessories for your family's needs and easy financing to make it happen today. Get ready for summer at Buzz's Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer, 5th and Central Kearney. Find out more online at buzzsmarine.com.
Well, Tamayo is teeing it up, and he's looking over to the sideline, and that's because he's missing Rockefeller. I thought it might be looking over here to see what he wants to do with an onside kick. Would not be at all surprised if they try that. Why in the world would you not?
Right, exactly.
And Kearney Catholic is prepared for such an event, and they are going to run a little pooch kick, and it's going to hit the turf, and there's only one guy back there to catch it, and that's going to be Isaiah Gaunt. Gaunt is going to bounce out to the outside. He's got the sideline at the 40, but nice open field tackle there. That was well done there by Rockefeller, and that was a beautiful form tackle.
It was. He broke down and
he's
everything.
He's a tackling machine. Yep. Yeah, he is a tackling machine.
Yep. He did a great job, you know, breaking down and just making sure that Isaiah Gaunt went nowhere on that. Got the football up here to the 40-yard line, did Kearney Catholic, but nice open field form tackle by Rockefeller.
So now exactly 99 seconds left here on 98.9 FM, KKPR. Randy Bushcutter, Don Lease here with you. Glad you could join us for high school football. And what has really a shootout in the first half, been a fun football game. And Kearney Catholic gets the ball back here. They've got it first and 10. Nowak going to hand the ball right up the middle to Redinger. Redinger, he's going to bring it across midfield down to the 49-yard line. So that'll be another 11 yards here for the senior, Tyson Redinger.
Yep, just going straight ahead out of that situation out of there, you know, following his blocks and just kept making sure that he secures the football and picks up another first down here for Kearney Catholic. Had a great night, did Tyson Redinger.
Oh, my gosh, I got to add all this up. He had 166 yards at halftime, and he's carried the ball about 14 times since then. Make it now 15 as they hand the ball off to him on this right side.
Yep.
That'll be another 4 yards.
Yep, just moving the line, moving it up there, and he's just following his blocks out of that. Under a minute here for to go in the game, and nice night for Tyson Redinger here tonight.
And not to mention he had 3 touchdowns.
Yep. See how many yards he ended up with, but nice run.
Well over 200, I'll tell you that right now.
Yep. and contribute that, you know, him and hit nice runs too and stuff. But that line did a good job for Kearney Catholic.
Yeah, he's going to be close to 300, to be honest with you. Kearney Catholic's going to call a timeout here with 36.9 seconds to go. This timeout brought to you by E&T Physicians at Kearney, taking care of you since 1994. We're located where you need us, specializing
in
you.
The seniors off,
and yep. They're going to bring the seniors off so the Kearney Catholic faithful can make some noise for them. Just yep. The configuration here is going to be hard for them to hear them because
right.
Both fans are on the Gibbon side of the field. But it's a way for the players to recognize their seniors as they come off.
Yep.
And so with 36.9, this timeout was simply to say thank you to the seniors that will end their season here with a record of 4-5 and picking up a nice win against their friends and rivals from just down the road
right.
here in Gibbon.
Yep. Yep, as they rotate, everybody in and off there. But they let the seniors go off first and stuff, and then some of the juniors lineman Garrett O'Hare and Logan Rogash and them went off, and they brought in a new group of people here for, Gibbons going to do kind of the same thing, because some substitution out of this.
So another timeout here.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll just go back-to-back timeouts, and we'll keep it here again with 36.9 to go.
Yep, that's exactly what they do. They brought their seniors off and everybody's congratulating them, which final game of the year for both of them, and both sides congratulating their seniors and thanking them for 4 years of getting out there and playing football for both sides here.
Well, I don't know what the school record is for Kearney Catholic, but Tyson Redinger has just run for 308 yards unofficially in his final game. And just put that in perspective, he had 326 coming in.
So, yeah. Yeah. Yep, good night for Tyson Redinger.
It's a good night for anybody.
Yep. That line up front did a great job for him, too, yeah.
So 37 seconds to go here as Redinger finishes with over 300 yards on the night. Handoff here for Trevino. Trevino, he's going to go right up the middle, and he's going to have enough for the first down. He's going to gain about 7 on the play. And so Noel Trevino, the heir apparent here at the running back for Kearney Catholic, gets enough for, they said they marked it short of the first down here. I thought he had it by a lot. Kearney Catholic's going to call a timeout to stop the clock here with 19.7 to go. And they're doing that so they can make a substitution.
Yep.
Pete Holman, by the way, came in and handed the football off at quarterback.
Yep.
And so they're going to converse things over here with the squad that's on the field here for Kearney Catholic, the offense. And now the defense coaches will actually go onto the field for Gibbon. And, Don, we talked about this coming in. Somebody's going to get a little boost
right.
heading into the offseason. But, Gibbon, I think you see some positive things. They're heading in the right direction. And both these two squads are pretty young. In a year or two, if these two teams are in the same district, I think we might be looking at really a pretty interesting football game. This was interesting enough, but I think it'd be at a higher level.
Right.
We're talking
maybe
about district championships and the like.
Right, yep, exactly right, Randy. Both teams are going to take some good things away from this. Here coming out of this game tonight, for both squads.
So Holman at quarterback. And he's trying to get everything all straightened out here with 19.7 to go. Third and one. Handoff on the right side. Good hard run. And that's Damian Van Mater, who ran with the football. Got about a yard and a half. Only needed a yard. And that'll be enough for a first down. And they'll start the clock, and that is going to end the game, as Kearney Catholic will not need to snap this again. There's only about 5 seconds left as we're still getting personnel on the field, so that's going to do it. Your final score in this one, Kearney Catholic with a 45-28 win. There was a stretch there that they were able to score 31 straight points, and that's the difference here in the ball game. As Kearney Catholic improves the record to 4-5, Gibbon will end the season at 0-9. But again, we see growth with that team, and down the road, these two teams, there's positive things that you can talk about with these both of these two squads heading forward.
Oh, definitely, Randy. Like you were saying, with you know, both somebody's going to be a little bit more happy than the other, but yeah, I think both coaches are going to be extremely happy the way their kids played and they got out here, and it, you know, like you said, Gibbon 0-8 and has improved all the way through the season. Got some key injuries, and so didn't Kearney Catholic have some key injuries and stuff out of some things. But, you know, they came away, Kearney Catholic did, with a victory tonight, and they're going to be able to build on this. These juniors and freshmen and sophomores are going to be able to go, you know, what we did, you know, at the end of the year. We need to continue that throughout the summertime. And Gibbon's going to be able to take some things out of this. They played a good football game tonight. You know, Kearney Catholic, like you said, probably on the, you know, if they would have kept time of possession and stuff, you know, dominated on that situation. But, you know, overall, you know, Gibbon played a really good football game tonight, you know, getting some good things out of their young players. You know, a couple of seniors on the squad that ended up on the year here. But, you know, they improved, like you said. Maybe in a couple years down the road, this might be for a district title, or this might be a situation where both teams need a win to get into the playoff systems or something like that. You know, things like that are going to happen. You know, these guys, both squads, you know, Kearney Catholic and Gibbon, you know, keep on improving throughout the years and the summertime and stuff like that. You know, they're going to both have some really good football games down the road.
So, once again, our final in this one, it is 45-28, Kearney Catholic with the win. We'll step away for a moment. When we come back, we'll have the New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery postgame show coming up right after this.
At your friendly Friesen Ford, they know life can be busy, so they have your best interest in mind by providing a quick, easy car buying experience. When looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Friesen Ford makes it easy for you by offering financing options, pending credit approval, a great selection of vehicles, as well as a friendly sales team that works with you to find a vehicle that will fit your needs and your budget. See the selection today just off I-80 in Aurora or online at FriesenFord.com. For sales, service, parts, trust your friendly Friesen Ford team.
Hi, this is Stacy from Builders in Kearney and Grand Island. Get expert advice from certified specialists at Builders. Whether you are ready to remodel or start building, Builders offers a high-quality products and product knowledge with styles and features you will love and that fit your budget. Builders is a proud supporter of all Central Nebraska high school sports. Good luck, area athletes.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
My son Ben was very healthy when he was born, and then when he was 15 months old, I realized he had autism. I think all my encounters that I had before I met Ben were meant to be so I could be a better parent to Ben. It's definitely made me a better caregiver and a better advocate for all of my patients, because I have a better understanding of the whole life and not just the little glimpse you get when they're in the doctor's office. I chose Mary Lanning because it had a great reputation. And that's very much like a family when you work here. What I love most about my job is getting to know the different individuals and families and being able to see that I make a positive impact in their lives. I'm Susie Gregg, psychiatric nurse practitioner at Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration.
This is the New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery Postgame Show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary, no matter the activity. New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Final score in this one as Kearney Catholic wins here in Gibbon, 45-28. Let's take a look at some numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for the Buffaloes. They did their best to run the football. Cade Dorzinski had one carry for a negative 8 yards. That was a quarterback stack.
Yeah.
Isaac Tamayo finished with five carries for 51 yards, including a 36-yard scamper. Keanu Betancourt had 11 carries for 20 yards. Creighton Rockefeller had a good start, but it kind of slowed down in the second half. He finished with 14 carries for 93 yards. Brady Samuelson, one carry for 4 yards, and David Molina, also one carry. He had 1 yard. So they carried the ball 33 times for 169 yards. In the air, they didn't put it in the air a lot, but they were pretty effective. Kate Dorzinski finished throwing 3 out of 4 in the air for 63 yards and a couple of touchdowns. Tyler Wiseman, the big receiver there, he had 2 catches for 82 yards and 2 touchdowns. Isaac Tamayo, not only did he throw a touchdown pass of 64 yards, he also caught a 37-yard touchdown pass. And Creighton Rockefeller, 1 catch for 8 yards. So, again, in the air, they finished with a total of 127 yards, 169 yards on the ground. So 296 yards of total offense here for the Buffaloes. So they got some work done here on the offensive end. For Kearney Catholic, huge night tonight for Tyson Redinger. He carried the ball 38 times for 308 yards, finished with 3 touchdowns. Dominic Nowak had a touchdown rushing as well. He finished with 5 carries for 18 yards. Noel Trevino had a solid night running the ball in relief of Redinger. He carried the ball 11 times for 67 yards. And so Kearney Catholic was able to run for 393 yards here today. And in the air, Dominic Nowak was 6 of 10 for 55 yards. And I gave you the wrong number there. They ran for, well, let me double check all my numbers here, but a big night running the football. Yeah. You get 300 yards from your star running back. That is getting it done. They had 393 yards running the football and then add on another 55 yards in the air. So that's going to be 447 yards of total offense here for Kearney Catholic. That's a good night.
That is a great night, you know, and you got to contribute to that, to the guys up front too. You know, when Noah wanted to throw the football, he had time to throw the football. And, you know, the guys up front did a really good job for Kearney Catholic to be able to get those types of yards and stuff for your running backs and things, you know, almost 400 yards running the football. So great job up front.
Real quick, let's give you some finals in Class A. Kearney High over Norfolk, 34-10. That is a final score. They're in the fourth quarter at Grand Island, where the running clock is going to win over Omaha Northwest. They lead it 45-0. Hastings is able to hold off Gehring, 19-7 is the final there. In the third quarter, Scottsbluff over Lexington, 49-14. Grand Island Northwest is trailing in York, 17-14 at last report. In Class C1, Adams Central, that last report, was leading Fairbury 54-13. Also in the fourth quarter, Aurora over Central City, 35-14. Gothenburg holds off Broken Bow, 33-14. McCook over Shadron, 48-28. In the fourth quarter, Minden rolling over the Haymakers, 34-6 against Cozad. In the second quarter, at last report, Holdridge has lead in Ogallala, 14-8. In Class C2 tonight, Amherst over Hershey, 47-7. At halftime, Grand Island Central Catholic leading at Battle Creek, 28-14. And St. Cecilia is able to shut out Donovan Trumbull tonight by a final of 40-0 is the final there. And again, our final score here was 45-28. Last game of the season, you spent a little bit more time talking to your players. That's why we haven't heard from either head coach just yet. But we'll take a quick little break and have a chance to talk with Steve Yockey from Gibbon and Rashawn Harvey from Kearney Catholic. Once again, our final score, 45 for Kearney Catholic as they pick up the win, 45-28. We'll step away for a moment, come back and talk with the coaches after this.
Soil is a living organism that changes year to year, which means soil fertility can vary widely across the field. Don't let this be a limiting factor in reaching your high yield goals. At Aurora Co-op, they know that grid soil sampling is the foundation to a solid fertility program. Knowing what's going on is important because it helps you build the right plan to utilize your dollars wisely. Aurora Co-op's agronomic experts will help you build the right plan for your acres. To learn more, contact one of their agronomy team members today. Aurora Co-op, tougher together.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Five Points Bank has been your hometown bank for over 40 years, and now you can take us wherever you go. Mobile Deposit allows you to deposit checks from your smartphone or tablet with our free business banking app. And never pay for an ATM charge again with our MoneyPass app. It maps out ATMs near you that won't charge a fee because of its partnership with Five Points Bank. We're here to serve you in person and online, and that's why we're the better bank.
Time. It's the eternal measure for growers everywhere, influencing the ebbs and flows of every season. Through it all, Nutrien Ag Solutions stands with you, offering agronomic power, local expertise, and access to solutions to help you lead the field. Because the time to act is right now. Find your local crop consultant at NutrienAgSolutions.com.
And welcome back here to Gibbon. A final score is Kearney Catholic at 1 point scored 31 straight points, and they win this one 45-28 in a pretty good offensive performance here for Kearney Catholic as a big night tonight for Tyson Redinger. Redinger, unofficially, as I look at my numbers, ran for 308 yards on 38 carries. And so a great night running the football, and kind enough to join us to talk about it and a whole lot more is Coach Rashawn Harvey. I know you spent some extra time with those young men that you're saying goodbye to as seniors, but if you're Tyson Redinger, that's a pretty good way to end your senior season, running for over 300 yards.
Yeah, we wanted to establish the run game. Sorry for my voice. I got a little something respiratory going on. But, we want to establish a running game, and we did that tonight. We just kept feeding the rock, you know, especially after that second possession. We threw an interception for almost a pick six, whatever it was. But we said we're just going to keep the ball on the ground, and the line played their best tonight. Results in our running back running for 300 yards.
Yeah, and again, that really set the tone for you guys. And also, I don't know what you guys said at halftime defensively, but whatever it is, you may want to write that down and share it with other coaches, because a big difference in that second half defensively for you guys.
You know, at halftime, we just told them, look, if we can come out, get two stops, put a couple touchdowns in, game over. You know, nothing against the team that we played tonight, but that's what we've seen on film. You know, if you can get out on them and get them in what they've used to experiencing, you're going to get the same experience. So we wanted to come out and show that, hey, we were the more dominant team and get a couple stops, and we did that, and that just changed the momentum of the game for us.
Right, and talk about your line. Yeah. You know, how they right. played defensively and offensively tonight.
You know, and a special shout out to them because past 2 weeks, Gibbons showed a seven-man box, a 52 front, and they didn't play that tonight. Yeah. So that's all we practiced because that's all they've been shown. Doing. Early in the season, they showed a 40 front. We're like, due to all the injuries and everything they have, they're going to keep running what they can run right now.
Right.
And they came out with something totally different. And so we've seen it enough. They knew how to block it. And they did a great job. I mean, that was probably, it is our best performance all season, where you can see from the side profile, the line just gets reset 5 yards forward. So, yep. You know, that's something we were accustomed to. But it was great to have them get that feeling, especially the two senior linemen, they got that feeling. But, you know, it is what it is. But more importantly, our younger linemen got to get that feeling too. Yep. So now they know, and we're having it on film, they know this is the expectation.
Right.
How important is it to have a game like this to end the season on?
Very important. Number one, for the young men that played their last high school game, you know, they can always say, hey, I won my last high school football game.
Yep.
And then for the younger guys, that's momentum. I told them that's momentum going into the offseason. That's momentum right now. Hey, you saw what we can do, but now are you willing to put in the work? It takes time, work, sacrifice to get to where you want to be. What do you want to do? And I said, that sacrifice isn't just for football. You're going to have to play sacrifice for basketball, for wrestling.
Yeah.
There's things. What do you want? Do you want to be successful? Or we just say you want to be on the average mountain. I mean, the mountain of average. Nobody wants to be average. You want to be elite. So in everything you do, you got to take a work ethic in there, because if you practice average, you're going to get average results.
Right.
So be elite in what you do. Take it to the next sport. Now you got that feeling, you know, as a team. And we always say, just don't be afraid to call. We saw some things tonight. Finally, we had guys calling each other out. Man, you got to play better.
Yep.
You know, they got to be afraid, not be afraid to challenge each other. I say, he's a guy. He'll get over it.
That's right. That's right.
He'll be friends later.
Yep.
talk a little bit. You have four senior starters with all the guys, offensive, defense, you guys have four senior starters. But that means that you got a lot of talent coming back.
Right, right. You know, again, I mean, those seniors have did great examples. They've been part of, you know, winning tradition around here at Kearney Catholic, you know, two state semifinals, couple district championships, all those things. So great experience. And but now we're just leading to those next guys that are coming back. And so they've got to just want it more than anybody else. We told them, what do you want? What are you willing to give to get what you want? And that's even for the seniors. They're going into their next thing, like I already mentioned. But our senior guys have done a great job being committed to the program. We asked a lot of them, and they gave a lot. And so now it moves on to the next group. We're going to ask a lot from you guys. What do you want?
And those seniors they're not vocal leaders. They're just they show what they want, what you need to be out there and stuff.
Not any of them were yellow screamers or anything like that. But, you know, you ask them to do something, they're going to go do it.
Right.
They lead by example.
Yep. Hey, go get them next year, Coach. Appreciate your time.
Appreciate y'all coming to Stars.
Appreciate it.
That's Rashawn Harvey, head football coach for Kearney Catholic. The Stars win it in Gibbon, a final score of 45-28. And we can see Coach Yockey, he's dealing with some of his seniors in their last game.
Yep.
And so he's where he should be, talking to his young men as well. We were hoping to have a chance to talk to him, but as I said, he's exactly where he should be. And I think they got some positive things that they can build on here as well.
Yep.
Because they went through a lot of stuff this year. They kept battling through it, and I think the spirits are pretty good here in Gibbon.
Yep, and I was going to ask him, what did you do to get these guys to be ready to go after it and stuff like that, Randy? Because, you know, contribute to those coaches at Gibbon to be able to get, you know, you're 0-8, you're coming in. Sometimes you and I have done games where they're just lay down and stuff. These guys did not lay down. Their future is bright.
Yeah, I think so too. They're a pretty young team, and best of luck to them down the future as well. Once again, 45-28 is our final score in this one. Don, appreciate your time.
Thank you, Randy.
Hopefully we'll have a playoff game or two. We'll see where we're at.
All right.
So
thanks,
once again, our final. It's a nice win here for Kearney Catholic, 45-28. I'm Randy Bushcutter for Don Lease. Thanks so much for joining us. Don't forget our Friday night scoreboard show coming up at the top of the hour here on KKPR.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
Thank you for being a part of this 98.9 The Vibe High School sports presentation. For a complete broadcast schedule, coaches, interviews, and past game recordings, go to newschannelnebraska.com. And thanks for listening to 98.9 The Vibe.